With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So before we get started today, I'd like to take a moment to dedicate this episode to a man that really, if it wasn't for him, the show wouldn't be here today. Someone who always pushed me to follow my dreams and whatever I did, be the best at it. This episode is dedicated to my father, Javier Ruiz.
Y está todo listo aquí, señores. Parece que sale Perú, sí. Sí, señores, sale Perú a la cancha.
Perú campeón, es el grito que repite la afición. Perú campeón, Perú campeón, dice cada palpitar mi corazón. Perú campeón, Perú campeón, es el grito que repite la afición. Perú campeón, Perú campeón, dice cada palpitar mi corazón. Hay que ir a triunfar.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of BTW, the Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. I'm Chris, aka AstroZombie954.
I am Jacob, aka Dino El Mágico.
And I am Brad, aka WildcatDad17.
And today we are joined by a very special guest, an honorary member of BTW, even though he is the voice of GoCast's PvP corner, my good friend from Down Under, and I'll let him introduce himself.
I can't wait to see who it is. my name's Fish on the Heater, a streamer, general content creator, mayor of Pallet Town. Just been battling since competitive PvP first became a thing. Part of my life.
It is, and probably one of the nicest people I've ever met my entire life. So,
Thanks, man.
We've got a lot of stuff going on. So today is August 29th. It's Sunday. So they, of course, right before the beginning of the next month, they do their data dump and their word vomits in all of their blogs. So we are not just dealing with our information for September, but we are also jam-packed with news for Season 9 of GBL. So let's, I want to kind of go over, we're going to go over all that this today, and then it's going to be kind of more information, and we're going to get Fish's opinion on some of the stuff that's going on with Season 9, and then that's kind of how the show's going to go today. But before we get started, how was everyone's week? Fish, how was your week over in you're still in quarantine, right?
Nah, New South Wales, which is like the state with the most people in it, it's our New York, basically, they're in lockdown. We are currently COVID-free, my state, so very, very awesome. Thankful, yeah, to be in my situation.
Cool. So, since you're able to go out, how's your week been? Have you enjoyed this Sword and Shield week?
Well, look, just because I can go out doesn't mean I do.
Smart. Smart man.
I've rarely ever, like, just go out and play the game other than just the PvP facets of the game. I have an auto catcher that I have on whenever I go to work, and I work in a few different locations, and most of them are pretty spawn dense, so I get kind of my Stardust and XP that way. But other than that, it's really just whatever is relevant to PvP, that's the thing that I'm engaging with.
Yeah, that sounds pretty much like me and Dino. Brad,
I was about to say that. Brad is the only one.
Wildcat's the only one who really like goes out and grinds more than any of us.
So. I grind a little. I wouldn't say a hardcore grind. Not anywhere near. Hence my lack of XL Pokemon. I got one.
Yeah.
One XL.
He was in my stream just before I came here, right? And he mentioned in chat that he has 6 million Stardust right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, no, just shy. Yeah, I'll be insane. 6 million tomorrow once I get my GBO reward.
Oh, my bad.
He just hoards it, and he just sits there like Scrooge McDuck swimming in his Stardust. Right.
Which is awesome. So, super jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Exactly. I wish I could be that frugal with frugal, my Stardust, yeah. But not whatsoever.
I'm that frugal, and I still beat you consistently, Astro. Come on. What's going on?
I know. Obviously, I'm spending it in the wrong spots. Gotta stop building those Bidoofs. Gotta just stop.
Or building multiple Swalot because you transfer the wrong one or power up too much.
Oh yeah,
that was rough. How about you, Wildcat? How was your week?
Overall, pretty good. I think we're going to talk a little bit, but the distance thing motivated me to get back out and play a little bit more. So I actually went out for about a 2-hour grind session yesterday, which was nice. It was enjoyable to go back out and hit stops without having to worry about, parking and hopping out of the car for 2 seconds and then hopping back in. And, it's just not like having to get the kiddo out of the car for when it's, 94 degrees and 92% humidity here. So it was nice. It was enjoyable again.
That's awesome. I'm
excited about the game once again. There's a lot to be fixed still, but it's a start.
Right.
Yeah. That's awesome. How about you, Dino? You do anything extra than our normal turn our gashes on our way to work and that's it?
No, just same old, just catching, when I'm at work or just when I'm driving around, stuff like that, but nothing crazy, just trying to grind for my other accounts to Legend besides that. Nothing new.
Nice. Yeah, I did the same. I think I got all my legendaries, like the Z, whatever their names are. I'm not going to try. I got all of those from
Zacian.
Yep. I got one of those for me, and then I didn't have my kids this week, so I got one for all of them, and I got them all from GBO rewards. So I didn't have to raid once.
That's what I'm saying. That's the way to go.
Nice. Yeah. So, like Wildcat had mentioned, we got some news a little earlier than I was expecting, because I was expecting, September 1st at 11:59 p.m. for them to come out and say what they needed to say. But we did it. All of our hard work and collaborative, I guess, standing together and standing firm about something that we are passionate about worked. So the 80 meters is back and it's permanent. It's not a COVID bonus or something like that. Like they've said that this is now part of the game. So that's awesome. It's awesome to see that we are actually we're fortunate enough to play a game that the creators and the makers and the company behind it actually listen to what we say. So we should be pretty thankful for that.
Yeah. I'm going to put my tinfoil hat on though. Did anyone else think it was kind of funny that they announced that directly before the start of raid hour in the East Coast US time?
I didn't even catch
it. It was
that.
Five minutes before US raid hour started. Yeah.
Hmm.
Not once again, yeah. I'm happy they did it, but you know they absolutely held that for that time period because that's a lot of money that came into their pockets. I'll be the first to admit, I went and bought $20 of coins just because I'm like,
yeah, hey, I saw you like, I just bought $20 worth of coins. I'm like, that's so funny.
I wanted incubators. I need the Stunfisk XL candy, so I've been hatching eggs like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I spent maybe $10 to grab some incubators. That's about it.
Yeah, I'm still not spending, so
I still have a whole bunch of raid passes.
But true.
I just haven't used because it hasn't been something like super into.
Right.
So that's awesome. I'm glad we got that. So like I had mentioned at the beginning of the show, we've got a bunch of stuff to go over. So I'm just going to quickly mention, especially since this will come out on the 1st, so you would only have 2 days after that. Our Avengers Assemble tournament starts at 8 p.m. on September 3rd, which is Friday. So if you haven't signed up for that, you have 48 hours to get that done. So go ahead and do that. And then, yep.
Yeah, you guys have to remind me as well, too.
I'll be sending out at least 3 times this week in the Discord reminders.
Yeah. Right. It's awesome. This has been, minus our draft, this has actually been the most we've had in a Sylph tournament since we started. So that's awesome.
I know we have quite a few new battlers, too, which is what makes me happy. Seeing people that haven't done PvP willing to hop in and join some of these tournaments.
Yeah, it's always the best.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what this is about. So, it's always good to see. So let's see. So let's go ahead and let's jump into the in-game news and get all of that out of the way.
It's the in-game news.
Right. So it's been a while since you heard the music in your ears, right?
Yeah. And it never gets old.
It never gets old. I actually got in our South Florida chat, Artemis is in there and he shouted out because he was really pushing for my kids to be more on the show. Mm-hmm. So now that my oldest does the intro, he was like, that's a good thing.
I've had a couple of different folks mention to me in DMs that you absolutely have to keep that, and they love it. So good job there, Astro.
Good. Yeah, I was wondering. Sometimes I don't get the feedback on some of that stuff. More so of the stuff I say wrong. But I guess I'm okay with
calling
it.
You out.
I'm okay with that. But I got a couple people who said that they really enjoyed the top 10. They thought it was pretty funny. So that's good. So they announced that this season, starting September 1st at 10 a.m., running through December 1st, 10 a.m., we are going to be in the Season of Mischief, which shouldn't be a real shock to anyone about what they came up with, especially since we got Halloween coming up, and they normally do their Halloween, what's it called, event, which is one of my favorite ones. So what's different about this one is we are getting, I don't know if it's different. It's not different at all, actually. We're finally getting Hoopa, sort of, I think. It's in a special research story. They haven't said, I'm assuming that this is going to be one that's given to everyone, the Mew and those kind of things. So,
yeah, and they've also said it's going to be a timed research for the season. And they did say that those that can't play in the season, that Hoopa will come back at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
So get your Hoopas now. But if you're not playing or you don't get it through the season, don't fret. As everything in Pogo goes, it's coming back eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. So it doesn't, it looks like it doesn't actually start until like that research. It says on September 1st, the research will be available. But then it also says September 5th is when Hoopa actually arrives. So you have 4 days of doing research before you can actually get it.
Yeah, and there's a cool event on the 5th as well, which, well, I say cool, but the spawns are decent.
Yeah. So that is actually the, what is it, the psychic event?
Hoopa's Arrival is the name of the event.
Okay. And it is on the 5th at 11 a.m. So yeah, the spawns are okay. Minus, let's see, we've got Beldum, Sableye, Duskull, Drifloon, Alolan Raticate has some upside, when it goes into, or Rattata when it goes into Raticate. Mm. And then, of course, like the ultimate PvP god monster Jinx. So,
for you.
So make sure you're getting your Jinx candy, your XLs, you know, let's get them powered up, ready to go. So,
I did once bring a Jinx into a Silver Arena tournament.
And you won?
No.
Did you even use it? Did you use it?
I did. Yeah. I mean, I think I did. It wasn't there long enough.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's. It's one that, like, you're like, oh, that's a cool typing, and then
does
you're
it,
like,
yeah.
Does it even have, like, decent moves? Like, what is, moves does
it's
it have?
It's got Confusion and Avalanche, which you'd think is pretty good. Then, like, Focus Blast, I think, or something what? Ridiculous like that.
Yeah. I think it's just its stats that are terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't think it's actually plagued by, like, bad, like, super bad moves. I just think its stats are just not
worth
it.
It just
anything.
Can't hold up. I think I think if I remember correctly, it's way too glassy and doesn't have a high enough attack to offset that like some of the other Pokemon.
Hmm. So, there's one in here that I have, and I want to get your guys' opinion on, because when I look at it, I'm like, the typing is interesting. Because it takes something that is normally weak to fighting and now makes it neutral to fighting. And that's, giraffe. Is this thing like any sort of valuable? Like I know I always make a push for like the normal typing, but the fact that you have a normal psychic that kind of makes its only weakness neutral.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like with the, it has a decent moves, but I feel like it doesn't really have like any bait moves. And plus, its probably stats are not like the best. I did see that it beats, Nidoqueen. I mean, that's something.
Yeah. That's pretty boss.
Yeah.
So.
And it adds a bug weakness as well. So it ends up adding dark and bug as weaknesses versus having just a fighting weakness before. So you're actually picking up more weaknesses than you're getting coverage for. Hmm. But a move shakeup at any point could make it useful.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say that. Literally with anything that's being spawned also for that event that we just mentioned. So you just save, get anything that has decent IVs and you just never know if it's going to be relevant later on.
If it's top 200 anything, keep it.
Yeah, right. Also, one of only four Pokemon with palindromic names in the entire Pokemon universe.
That is true.
What are the other three?
Yeah.
Oh. But,
I mean, that's our quiz for today.
I like that, yeah. So tweet us the other three.
Three palindromic names.
Yes.
They are all in Pokemon Go right now as well.
Hmm. Okay. All right. I don't know what they are, so.
I think I can remember one more, but that's it.
Let's see. There's Carvana. You know, I've actually seen a couple Sharpedos making appearances in GBL. I don't know why. I think maybe, I know, I'm trying to think, Daniel, he's a YouTuber. He tried to make Sharpedo work, I think, in Great League or Ultra, and maybe people are trying, but I mean, that thing.
I saw it in Remix.
I lost to one.
Yeah. You lost to one?
Yeah.
And he was just shaking his head.
It hurt so bad.
Oh my god.
No, it does. Like a shadow one with, what is it?
Bite? Waterfall, actually. Yeah. Shadow waterfall.
Waterfall.
Oh, it just chunked so much.
Crunch. Yeah, but I saw one with bite, and that thing, like, freaking melts you down, like, so bad. But obviously, it's still squishy, but, you know, it's crazy.
Depending on, I guess, where your HP is in your on your Pokemon, and, like, you could probably get out of it if it's a, like, full strength Sharpedo. But, yeah, those bites and waterfalls really hurt.
It was waterfall into Stunkfist.
Oh no!
It just deleted it. It was bad.
That's oh my gosh! That's terrible.
Like I said, I go Battle Knight. I'll mention more later. But go Battle Knight was not a very fun night for me.
Man, that's terrible. So during that event, we're gonna have that says Incent Collection Challenge. Will reward Hoopa Candy and a Pokeball lift avatar?
Folks? Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like you're just kind of holding the Pokeball up like this kind of thing. Because, you know.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
You can see, all the listeners can see exactly what I was doing there.
Yeah, exactly. This is not a visual medium. You're going to get two times transfer candy. There's going to be a free bundle containing an incense and probably a bunch of berries. And then there's going to be an event exclusive field research that will have rare candies and a variety of Pokeball types. So that's cool. I mean, it's nice to see that they're throwing in like free stuff for people. I think they're trying to make up for everything now. So enjoy it. Enjoy it while it's here, while they feel bad. So also, we're going to get some new spawns. Not new spawns, but it's kind of switching out here. So in our northern hemisphere, we're going to get Jigglypuff, Slowpoke, Chikorita, Cyndaquil, Toadile, Bidoof, and Autumn Deerling. Autumn Deerling is the only one out of those mentioned that doesn't have a shiny form. So that's good for you shiny hunters. I know I need more Cyndaquil candy for my Typhlosion. So I'll be going hard on that.
Is it for Ultra League, I'm assuming, right?
Yes. Yeah.
You still don't have one?
No. I mean I have one. It's there. It's like a 97%. I just don't have the candy to build it.
What about rare candy?
No, I won't use that on that. I use that on, like, Parcharisu and, like, things that I know I'm not going to get. Right. Like, I can't just go out and get more candy. And it's the only thing I'm actually, like, super, like, I'm not spending more than this on for some reason. I don't know why. But it never drops below 100. So anything over 100, then I put into something. But I won't go below 100.
I love how everyone's got these like little systems of how they consume their resources.
Yeah.
I'm sitting over here with 653 rare candy currently.
Oh my god. That's ridiculous. and then our southern hemisphere people, you're going to get Clefairy, Roselia, Snivy, Tepig, Oshawott, Timpul, and Springform Deerling. So again, all those can be shiny, minus the Deerling. So I think overall decent spawns for this. It's not. I mean, it's a good amount of starters, but it's not terrible.
I like it. I still need a shiny Slowpoke. How do you feel about the Southern Hemisphere fish?
Well, I can safely speak for all of the Southern Hemisphere because it's like us and Brazil. That's it. I find it really interesting that there was a time where there would only be like one Pokemon in a spawn pool that was shiny relevant or shiny possible. What's the term for it? Shiny released. And now there's only one that isn't.
Yeah,
like that's how crazy. The games evolved since the early days.
Right.
Yeah. So let me make sure I'm saying this right. So all of these are going to be available globally in the wild. Right? I'm saying this right.
In specific biomes.
Oh, in specific biomes. Oh, okay. All right. I see that. So in city biomes, which I've got to learn what these are because like I live by a lake and I don't get any more water Pokemon than normal. So I'm not sure if these actually work, but in the city, you're going to get Shuppet.
Yes. That's okay. Sure.
Trubbish and Gothita.
You're good so far.
There we go.
They have 150 dust per Trubbish. Catch all those Trubbish.
Yes.
Is that like permanent? Like, is that always like it doesn't never change? Yep.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Like this one, I was catching. Like, I only was catch if it wasn't like the new Pokemon. I was only catching Meowths when I saw them.
Because so they motivate you to pick up trash. That makes sense.
And it has a really good shiny, actually.
Yeah. I dig that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think with a star piece, it comes out to 700 Stardust to catch.
It's 750 before, so it'd be like almost 9, I think, with a star piece.
9?
Okay. Jeez.
Yeah. So it's a good one to grind for if you're low on Stardust. In the forest, you're going to get Teddiursa, Shelmet, and Carablast. So all you people who don't have your Escavaliers or you don't have good IV ones, this is a good chance to get those candies and get a better IV. So Shelmet evolves into that ninja looking bug thing.
A Selgor.
Is that worth anything?
No.
No?
Unfortunately.
Still no?
Nope.
It's so cool looking, though.
It does look cool.
It's got, like, the thing flying behind it, and, like, it looks like it could just kill like things, a kite. So.
I'm always of the belief that you can make anything work if you want to. Some are just a little harder than others.
Yeah, is it Chris that insists on using Arbok, I believe?
Oh, no, that's,
Or is it?
I think that's Adam.
Adam, Lured Up. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm confused. He uses Arbok. Yeah. I actually got in the Venture Cup. I got beat real bad by an Arbok.
Right.
Just because I had no idea what it had.
And I think that's what like fish meant. Like you can make anything like useful because no one really knows like the moves for it. So they're like, oh crap, like am I gonna shield or not? And then you get like blasted with like Focus Blast or something.
Yeah.
Focus Blast Arbok. What's it hitting you with?
Man. So yeah, that's great because that thing has what, Dragon Tail? That's its fast move.
Yes, it does.
So that's fun. So that's gonna be in our forest, our mountains, which I guess that doesn't help us at all, Dino, because we have a trash mountain. Does that count?
That's the closest to it.
You're going to get Geodude, Kanto Geodude, Rhyhorn, and Slugma, and then Water, Krabby, Horsea, and Mantine. So lots of good, let's see, we got what? That Water biome, that's going to be good for PvP there, because you've got Kingdra,
Mantine
is always good. Yeah. And then I like, what is it? The evolved Krabby.
Kingler.
Kingler, yeah. I like it. I like Crab Hammer. I think it's a fun move.
Is Mudshot Legacy for that one?
I believe so, yeah.
So you're generally running Bubble and Crab Hammer?
I think so.
And what's the other one? Like Megahorn or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I tried to run it in, I think it was Ultra League. I don't know if you remember, Astro, that I told you when it first, like, got Crab Hammer, that I was like, I was going to try to use it. It didn't go too well.
It's much more of a PvE Pokemon than a PvP Pokemon.
Yeah. I really wanted to use it because it was one of Ash's Pokemon, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
It still didn't go well.
So, eggs, they change the eggs. So this is fun. So our 2 kilometer eggs are Nidoran. I'm going to just go through like PvP relevant ones. Nidoran female, Barboach.
Yeah, I reckon that's right.
Yep. Drifloon. So those are going to be in our 2Ks, and there's probably some more. 5Ks, you're going to have Seal, Pinecoat, Sableye. I'm not even going to mention the last one because I hate seeing this.
Wait, why do you hate it? Or you just don't want to pronounce it?
No, it's just...
What did Chinkling ever do to you?
Don't say it.
See, I wouldn't have said that. I would have said Chingling. Chingling. And then I get people mad at me. You know, I don't know. We'll leave that one alone. Let's see. So here's a question. Maybe Fish, you know the answer for this one because you have like the random knowledge of the game. If you hatch an Audino, do you get the same amount of Stardust? Or do you get just whatever a hatch Stardust is?
I don't know the answer to that.
I can tell you probably... because I've actually hatched one and I was so angry about it. It is just a standard 10K Stardust. So there's no actual advantage to hatching an Audino other than it's at least could be shiny. And I have a shiny from GoFest, so I have no need to hatch an Audino. You walk 10 kilometers and you get an Audino. But my biggest thing is I'm just praying Beldum is out of that pool finally.
Yeah, it just says and more. So all of these say and more. So if you want to know what the and more is, click on your egg and it'll give you a list, which is nice. I just wish I could see what percentage of, like, what my chances are of getting.
And as a reminder, that the egg will have to be obtained after the start of the season. So if you have eggs now, those eggs do not change.
Correct. Yes. I've done that before. Like, yeah, I got 10Ks. I'll just hold these until that. And then I'm like, wait, why am I not getting these? Oh, because they're old.
Like, why am I still getting Scraggy?
Yeah. Which I don't mind. I'd actually prefer it because I want the XL out of that. So, so our Adventure Seek 5Ks, this is, so your Adventure Seek ones are actually like legit. Like, I may actually do some more walking so I can try and get some of these. We've got in the 5K, Kranidos, Shieldon, and Frillish. And then in our 10K, we've got Dino. It's Dino. Dino.
Dino.
Dino.
Dino.
Because it's
okay.
The Pokemon are like named after the German for 1, 2, 3.
Okay. So
like Dino, Zweilous, and Hydreigon. Einzweidre.
Interesting. Huh. I didn't know that.
Interesting.
Don't think I've worked that out myself. I think someone else brought it up.
Oh man! See, we need to just have you on for like random.
Oh yeah,
like we'll have like a fish's random knowledge. Yeah, fish facts.
Give him a call.
There's a new segment coming. I've already made my mind up.
It's just gonna be his random facts of the game. That's actually really interesting. I'm glad you shared that. I enjoy stuff like that. Then we got Noibat, and then Riolu. Okay, there you go. Those. So
do you notice there's nothing mentioned for 7Ks?
Yeah, that's weird. I did notice that just now when you said it.
That was the first thing I noticed. I'm like, I want to know what I'm going to get if I open a gift on Tuesday or Wednesday.
You're going to get the same thing that you always get.
I would be okay if it doesn't change after this event. I'd be fine with that. Those Galar Pokemon are good to hatch.
Yeah, I liked it when it was like the Galarian Pokemon, and then you could still get like a few babies here and there.
Yeah,
I think they need to bring back the babies because those are always fun to hatch. Well, it's cheaper for like second moves because most of those, when they evolve, their second move goes up, and then the babies are only like 10K or 10,000 Stardust. So
Except so there's an extra step involved because, like, they don't come out with good PvP IVs, so you've got to trade it with someone else or trade it from someone else.
Yeah.
Unless you're looking for you Toby, trade. And then you get the Hundo, and you're set for Master League.
For Master League, yeah.
That's true.
And you can trade, what, 4 Munchlaxes to your co-host? Like me and Dino did.
Yeah.
And still get mediocre ones. But that's just because I think our friendship level was too high there at that point.
Probably.
So there's another thing that they announced, and I think it kind of plays into this thing, is the... So I guess there's new Ditto, like new Pokemon that can be Ditto. And what is interesting is... So before, Ditto couldn't be anything that had a shiny release. Because there was no shiny Ditto. So now that there's a shiny Ditto, the new Pokemon, there is, you have Ghastly, Drowsy, Teddy Ursa, and Dwebble, who all have shiny chances and could all possibly be Dittos. So,
and
that means, like Dino always says, if you miss out on something, they're always going to bring it back.
Mm. Yep.
They're bringing back shiny Ditto.
That's insane.
I'm surprised by that, to be honest.
I thought shiny Ditto was going to be shocked.
A one-off.
I think there is clarification here, too. Those Pokemon that can be shiny, it has been confirmed if you encounter them and they are shiny, they will not transform into Ditto. So if you get a shiny Ghastly, it will stay a Ghastly.
Mm. Oh.
Okay.
Okay, because I thought initially, like, if it was, like, you got a shiny Ghastly, then it would be, like, a shiny Ditto.
No. Yeah. So it has to be a non-shiny one of those Pokemon can turn into a shiny Ditto.
Oh, that's
so cool. So where's the shiny Ditto coming in? Because I saw, maybe I didn't read the whole thing when I saw it. There's something that came out that said they're bringing back shiny
Ditto. They are. Any of these Pokemon can transform into a shiny Ditto. So in the main, I'm going to go back to main series here. In the main series game, if you have a shiny Ditto and it transforms, it doesn't transform into the shiny variant of what it's doing. It transforms into the normal variant. So this is fed back into the main series Pokelore there.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So you would want, what, the Remoraid, Gulpin, Numel, Stunky, or Fungus?
So a regular Ghastly can still be a shiny Ditto. Okay. So it's just as long as those Pokemon don't pop up as shiny, you have a chance as a shiny Ditto steal.
Okay. But it is the first time that Pokemon that have shinies could be a Ditto. I'm still right on that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you guys think it's ever going to be like related or PvP relevant? Like, is it ever going to be in
They typically PBL? Ban it.
Yeah, I know. I just wonder if like they're ever going to put it... Like, what was the other one? It's Shuckle, I think, right? That's also banned from GBL, if I'm not mistaken. So,
yeah.
So that's why I'm just curious.
Yeah. So why is Ditto banned from GBL?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
My guess is they don't want to have to code the transform ability in GBL.
Mm.
Could be.
Do you think that's it?
That's my guess, because it's a lot of nuance in the main series when you use a transforming Ditto. So I got a feeling they just don't want to add that nuance into the game, because you have to mimic. Not only do you transform, you actually transform and mimic the other opponent's moves.
Right, but isn't it also, it doesn't do the same damage as the other Pokemon,
It
right?
does. It just will only have, in the main series, have fewer PP per move. So let's say if you transform into a Hitmontop, Hitmontop has close combat, which is a 5 PP move, or a superpower, I'm sorry, which is a 5 PP move. Ditto would transform and only have 2 PP for that move.
Mm, okay.
Right, so basically Ditto is just a crap version of everything else.
Basically. Yeah.
With weird eyes.
Yeah. Which was like, when I found out, I was so disappointed, because like in the anime, there's that episode where they come across Ditto and it's just a better version of everything. It just transforms into a Bulbasaur and just beats the original Bulbasaur. And I'm like, I want one of those.
Right.
And then in the main series, it's like, oh, right, yeah, this is actually useless.
It's insane. It's very useful for breeding things. That's its main use is you get a 6 IV Ditto, you give it a, can't remember the name of the item right now off the top of my head, but then it will pass down its IVs to other Pokemon, so you can guarantee your Pokemon having 5 or 6 IVs.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Maybe we'll have Wildcat do a main series.
Main series facts.
Bonus.
Make him stream or something.
Yeah. Because I don't know half the stuff he says sometimes. I'm just like, oh, okay. Oh,
yeah. We're learning a lot today, Astro.
Yes. Got my thinking cap on.
One other thing I want to mention is that, like, I very, very little in this game upsets me. I mm-hmm. don't get on Twitter and, like, shout at Niantic for many of the decisions they make. I'm generally like, yeah, cool, it's a decision, whatever.
Like most people.
However, the one thing that just shits me is when I catch a Pokemon and I see the O and it turns into a Ditto. I'm like, fuck, mother!
Yep. Especially when it's one that you actually wanted. You're like, I really don't want you to be.
Right?
That's insane. That's happened a few times.
And like a lot of time you but get that less happens. Data.
That happens only when your task, like if you have a research and your task isn't to catch a Ditto. Because what was the one that, right. was it the Mew? The original Mew challenge?
I think so.
That you had to catch a Ditto? I think that thing took me like 2 months to catch a Ditto.
I believe the original Meltan also was catch a Ditto. I think there was two different ones that I've had. One of the most common posts in our local group is, how do I catch a Ditto? And I'm like, you just catch everything and eventually you'll catch a Ditto.
It was, I was catching it when, what is it, Shronut? The little thing that evolves into Ferret.
Centric.
Yeah, that thing was a Ditto, and I'm like catching, and then finally I'm like, man, I've caught like 200 of these things, and none of them have been Ditto. And I look up, and they changed. They changed the Ditto. Full set. It wasn't that, and I was so pissed. I had like 1,000 candy, and I'm like, what the hell am I going to do with all this?
Is it still the same thing where, like, if I were to tell you, like, I have, like, there's a Ditto at this plaza and you go, it still catches, like, you get a Ditto as well, right?
Correct.
Okay, because I was going to say, because I remember I was doing, I think it was one of the task or research task, and it said to catch a Ditto. I was at work and someone said, there's a Ditto at FAU. And I literally just left work to go get it because I. Because I needed it so bad because it was been like 3 months since I didn't see one. So
what's even worse though is if you get that call out and you go to catch it and you need it for research and then the Pokemon runs on you.
Oh my god,
that is worse than fishes. It turning into a Ditto, which you know it's supposed to be a Ditto, and then it runs away.
Oh man. So Mega Evolutions. For September, we've got Mega Slowbro, which is the coolest looking thing. I love that thing.
Boosted CP for these is what this is.
CP boosted when Mega evolved. Okay, nice. I like that. So speaking of Ditto, they announced our September research breakthrough, and it is Ditto. And if you're lucky, you can get a shiny one. So you've got a couple chances during this event to get a shiny Ditto if you haven't already. So I think that's only if you missed the Kanto tour, because I think if you did the Kanto tour, you got the research for it, right?
Well, you had to complete the timed research to get it, but you are guaranteed as long as you completed timed research to get a shiny Ditto.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, because I remember that was the one thing, like, having to complete mine super fast so that I could help my kids complete theirs. Because normally it's, like, the curveball, like, throw, like, 5 curveballs in a row that they get stuck on, but it's, yeah. So, let's see. So, we got September events going on here. Lugia is going to be in raids with Aeroblast starting on September 1st through the 14th. Again, because that is in raids, you're not going to get your CP low enough for it to be Great League eligible. And it's going to, just barely be Ultra League? I think it's like high 2000s when you catch it.
Yeah, it's going to be Ultra League eligible. It's more Ultra Master League relevant, typically. Additionally, I don't think you can trade and make it Great League eligible either. I think that has to be a level 15, which is, you know, the old research bosses.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be there. And then on the 14th at 10 a.m., you're going to get the, what is it, River Spirits? River
Lake
Spirits?
Trio.
Is that what they're called? Lake Trio, Lake Spirits, whatever. They're coming back, and they're coming back shiny. So
Fish, I'm going to need you to call out all of those Uxie raids, just all of them, nonstop.
I get very popular around Lake Spirit time.
When everyone like hits you up.
But then they're like, wait, who do I know that lives somewhere in that area? Yeah, oh, right. Fish, that's right. But
again, it's only Australia and Brazil in the Southern Hemisphere, so...
Hey, don't leave New Zealand out. Scott will be mad at you.
They're a state of Australia. That's fine.
Okay.
There you go.
Yes.
So
PGR, I know there's three Aussie/New Zealanders. So for those in PGR, make friends.
Yeah. So those will be in the raids, and it will be regional. It's regional specific. So here in the U.S., we're going to get Azilf. Yep. Now, I believe, what is it? Uxie is that the PvP relevant one?
Relevant's a strong word.
Yeah, okay.
It is the more likely
to be used in PvP.
Yeah.
Because I think the other two are above Great League level, and they're not worth anything in Ultra.
I think just the other two are more attack weighted.
Yes.
Uxie's very defense weighted.
Yeah, in the main series, Uxie's defense, Azelf is special attack, and Mesprit is attack. So both Mesprit and Azelf become just straight attack weighted in Pokemon Go because we don't have the six different stats like they do in the main series.
Mm. Yeah. So that is. That's cool. I like seeing new shinies, especially those. Those are fun. Let's see. So then, if you are doing anything that involves your Team Go Rocket, Giovanni tasks or anything, during this month, it just says during this time, so I'm assuming it's just September, and it may come back in October, which... fingers crossed, means we're going to have another Rocket event, and I can get rid of frustration in a lot of the Pokemon that I've caught recently. So, but Giovanni is going to be gone, and from what I thought I read, is all the leaders are going to be gone this month?
No, just Giovanni will be gone.
Just Giovanni.
And I think you're right. I think in October, we'll get a Rocket Takeover event. It fits with the month of October in general, in my opinion. So I think you're right there.
Yeah. So if you've got those shadow Pokemon that you need to get frustration off of, make sure you have those tagged and ready to go. But you know what always happens is you always get the good ones the day after it ends, right?
Yeah,
every time.
I think I sent one to Dino once. It was right after the last one. I got like a 98% shadow Machamp for Ultra League.
Wow.
And it has frustration, and it's just been sitting there. It's been sitting there for a month.
I'm going to do another clarifying for those that don't PvP enough. When Astro's talking about 98%, he's not talking about 98% IV, 98% PvP IV. So it's something like a 5-15-15 or something of that nature, not a 14-15-15. So those that don't PvP a lot, that's just now getting into it, for most Pokemon, you're looking for low attack. And it's important to point out, so don't build a 100% XY or 100% Machamp for Great League. Just don't do it.
No.
But also, if you aren't particularly into PvP, tweet us why you're listening to this podcast.
I think, yes. It can't be my voice. Maybe it's Dino's accent. It gets people. That's silky smoothness when he talks.
Could be my country draw. Come on.
It is a very nice.
We have gotten a lot more new members since you've been on. So maybe that's it.
Yeah, coincidence.
Or maybe now he's just promoting the show more. He knows I'm joking because he's been with us since day one. It was Wildcat and Fish and then in Reyes, yeah. You three.
Yeah.
Were like really helped us get started, so let's see. So what else we got here? We got spotlight hours. Okay, so I'm going to mention all of them because Dino sent in our group chat, we haven't been mentioning spotlight hours and they're very important. So we have four spotlight hours, September 7th, which will be the one after this episode comes out, is going to be Spoink. And it's going to be two times Catch Stardust.
This is a repeat week. Spotlight hour for those that are curious. So this is the first time we've had a comeback in a spotlight hour.
Out of all the Pokemons, they could easily just do something else, but no.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So also very important. Mega Evolved Candy Bonus. If you have Slowbro Mega Evolved, you get more Mega Candy, or you have better chance, or is it you're just getting Mega Candy for
you're getting Slowbro. Extra normal candy? I thought.
Okay.
Yeah, like for that Pokemon that you're catching.
Okay,
so you'll get extra Spoink candy because you need so much of that.
Well, I mean, you could throw.
You never know.
You can go to a place like a park and put like a Mossy Lure, or the Rain Lure or something like that, and get different spawns outside of just Spoink. So, and if you're trying to build an XL Meltan, this is also probably one of those times you want to open that box and then save them till the end of the month for the two times transfer candy. Oh man. That's like 4 weeks of keeping all those Meltan, and I'm like, I would go nuts. I mean, I'm done. So the following week, the 14th, two times Catch XP for, I don't even remember. What is it? Bald Toy.
You're correct.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
and Claydol has some PvP relevance. It's been good in some Silk Cups here and there.
Yes, it's. So, I've seen a couple different. When that thing got, what was it? Ice Beam? Was that the new move?
And
that it
Shadow
got?
Ball at the same time.
Okay. Yeah. I saw a lot of people having a debate on what the actual best move set for this Pokemon is, because it had good moves before those. So what? What do you guys think as far as like that? Is that something like you need to start moving through your TMs to get, like, is it Shadow Ball, like Shadow Ball and Ice Beam, or no?
Well, I try when I'm like streaming or on the GoCast podcast, I try to avoid talking about it in such black and white terms, either this is the best or this is good or not. I tend to just look at it as in, if you go in this direction, these are the advantages and disadvantages that you get. So, like, you can run Shadow Ball Earth Power, and then you're missing out on being able to hit flyers. Or you could run Ice Beam and Shadow Ball, and then you can't hit Galarian Stunfisk is hard. It's just what you plan to do with that Pokemon.
Yeah, I think Claydol specifically is one that, depending upon the meta, is going to depend on your best moveset. So typically you're not going to use Claydol in open tournaments. It's not a great open league Pokemon. But in like Sylph-limited metas, you're going to look at the rest of the meta and determine the moves you need at that time.
Gotcha. So what you're saying is Mud Slap, Earthquake, Gyro Ball.
Done.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. Moving on.
I mean, you are going to just wreck an Alolan Ninetales day.
Yeah, that's about it. If you can make it through. So, which is funny that you mentioned that, because there's going to be some interesting things coming up when we get into GBL about Weather Ball and It would have been nice to have DeFi's sad her opinion on everything when this comes up. So after that, we've got the 21st. It's Skitty? Skitty? Yeah?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, okay. And that's 2x Catch Candy. That one, what is it? Delcatsy? Delcatty?
Yeah, I believe.
I think so. It's Delcatty, right?
Yeah. I've seen in... not in open, but in sylph metas, that actually being a pretty relevant Pokemon. Because
I think in Remix too, maybe? I don't know. Yeah. I've seen it in like random.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, it was pretty high up in Remix.
Yeah.
Because it's got Wild Charge, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think it's Shadow Claw, isn't it?
I know it has Charmer? Charm.
Oh, is it? No, it's Charm. Okay, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good one. And then on the 28th is the 2x transfer candy. So beginning of the month, you catch all your Meltan. End of the month, you transfer them all. that is going to be Alolan Meowth. So that one, actually, you're getting 2x transfer candy, but you're still getting a boosted Stardust amount? Is it only on Cantonian?
Oh,
I'm not certain there.
If I had to guess, I'd say it would be just the Alolan.
Okay.
Yeah.
But are you still getting your boosted Stardust from this one? Or is it like... because I know you get 500 for the Cantonian Meowth. I think it's 500.
I will say it's probably normal Stardust amount because it doesn't spawn in the wild typically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
However, all four of these are shiny eligible. That's that's a benefit.
That's something.
So I'm going to say this. If it does get increased Stardust, I said it right. If it didn't, Dino said it wrong.
That's the way.
So yeah, so that's our spotlight hours. There's a bunch of other stuff. There's like a fashion week and more stuff like that. Go on the blog and look at it. I don't want to get too much, like we've already talked about this, enough. So I think we're good. so let's see. Let's go ahead and, let's see. I think that's it. Really? Your mega raids here. We've got. Or in raids, we got Meowth, Galarian Meowth, Galarian Ponyta, Galarian Darunmaka.
Darunmaka.
Yep. Unknown U. And then in tier 3, we've got Gengar, Snorlax, and Galarian Stunfisk. And then tier 5 is Zamazenta.
And something I did forget to add to the notes, if you did an unknown raid the first 2 days of Ultra Unlock 1, when they turned off the shiny by accident, they have put a makeup free box in your shop. So make sure to check your shop if you did unknown raids during those first 2 to 3 days of Ultra Unlock 1.
Cool. I don't know if I did. I probably didn't.
I can confirm I did not. I have not done one the entire Ultra Unlock 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and move on to what pretty much everyone is listening to this episode for. All the interesting and fun stuff that has come out for GBL Season 9. So let's go ahead and move over to the GBL section.
Fight!
All right. So, tomorrow, when you hear this, it's going to be already Season 9, but tomorrow, we end Season 8 and start Season 9 at, what is it, midnight?
4 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. Okay, I'm reading the wrong thing there. So yeah, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. And then, Fish, you're already started season 9?
No, mine's still... I think we start at the same time as you guys. I think that's a worldwide thing.
Correct. Okay. So
it'd be weird if, like, you guys started and I'm still there at ace level. It's like beating up on
rank ones. Talk about queuing time.
Well, it's just... So that's, like, the first... So this is, like, one of those things where... We kind of are all on the same page.
Yeah.
Is the start of these things. Okay, cool. That's interesting. Normally we can rely on you guys to tell us what's not working.
Not this time.
No. Okay, so we're all in the same boat. So if something is broken, it's broken for everyone. So season 9 starts. It's going to be, there's a lot of things that are changing, a lot of things that are being updated. And some other things that I saw just recently, I know they posted something about, it was very vague, but it was something about your rankings for this season, that it's going to hold a lot more weight than it did in past seasons.
I wonder if that was like always like a thing where it was always said and we just missed it, or is this like a completely new thing?
It is a completely new thing, and my opinion here is they're trying to punish the tankers a little bit. So I'm gonna call out one of our Discord members and one of my local guys, God. John Normus, tanked Darren during GBL night all the way down to 1400.
Wow.
Now keep in mind, he didn't have time to play. He just ran from all of his sets to get the dust. But then he was on the next day bragging about going like 20-1 or something. And I'm like, dude, you're beating up on people that don't know what they're doing. Don't do that.
20-1, that's it?
Yeah. So I
tell him if he can do that in the 2700 ELO.
Yeah, exactly. Hmm. But the other thing I think, and this is something I always like to mention with the tankers, is keep in mind the people that you're tanking down to play. They may not have as much knowledge, and you're going to get these easier wins, but you can also discourage them from playing in the future.
That's true. So, you get like your ass whooped so hard that you're just like, I'm done with GBL.
And I know that's actually happened to some people in my local group.
That's true.
So just keep that in mind you're tanking down, and or if you've tanked down and you're quote unquote gatekeeping for legend or expert or veteran, don't go as hard sometimes. Don't try to knock other people out just because you wanted to tank down and play at the lower levels. Let other folks have a chance to advance in their GBL sets as well.
Yeah.
So I like the idea that it matters more.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't know if that means that you have, like, if the higher ELO that you have, like, a higher advantage for the next season. I don't know if that's also, like, a thing, maybe. That like you get like a higher chance of getting the higher ELO whenever you get your ranking. Maybe. I have no idea. But that's one thing. Also, I just noticed it too, but I don't know if you guys saw it in the section of the September. I don't know if you guys saw that there's like an update for the new Evolution preview feature. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Oh yeah. It's like a quality of life thing. That thing is awesome.
That was amazing. And it's specifically for us because it says battlers like rejoice and then like tells us like, you know, Great League, Ultra and Master League or something like that, right?
Yeah. So no more evolving those Pokemon. I'm wondering if when you do that Evo, is it going to hop over Great League?
I love that.
I think it's the best thing in the world.
Because before what? We used to use an app to figure out like a different app.
You'd have to go in there and then hit evolve and. He would tell you.
So this is amazing. And that starts, I believe, the first on September 1st.
They said
right?
It would come later in September. They did not give an actual date for that. So it's probably going to come out with like the 1.0, whatever the next update is. That'll come out then because it'll be a feature they have to launch globally at one time.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's cool. It's not going to replace Pokegenie. You're still going to need Pokegenie for your IVs.
Oh, no, for sure. Yeah.
And stuff like that. But this is. It's definitely good to know, like, if you're just doing, like, a bunch of, like, it's a community day and you're just doing, you're catching, like, it's a quicker, okay, it's already in the game. I don't have to open up another app to figure out if these are going to be higher or lower, where they're going to be. So that's good.
I just hope it doesn't come with, like, any bugs or anything like that, but knowing Niantic.
It will.
It will.
So I think it's also pretty, Well, it's very typical of a company of the size that makes a game that has spawned off different, like, sub companies that feed off the game, like Poker Genie. It's an app that feeds off the game, so it's become relevant because of what it does. Sylph, you know, feeds off of what's off the game, and they're slowly taking little pieces of those and putting it into the game to make you not leave the game as much.
Well, not only that, it's like, in all honesty, Poke Genie is technically against the terms of service. So if you actually read, you know, I work in software licensing, so this is something I do for the living, is read software agreements. And if you read through 9X terms of service, you absolutely are breaking TOS. For all those folks that have alt accounts, you're breaking terms of service. All those folks that are using Poke Genie, you're breaking terms of service. So just keep that in mind. Technically, the gotcha is a terms of service break, but we all do it.
They're auto catchers.
Yeah. Plus, my alt accounts are from my kids, not my accounts. So.
Exactly. My daughter plays on that one.
And my dog. they're not mine.
My daughter hit Vent this year. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So that is, yeah, so those were kind of cool. So here's kind of the schedule. It's pretty much the same as it normally is every season, where first 2 weeks, except for, yeah, there's actually some new things I noticed just now when I looked at it. So August 30th through September 13th is not just going to be Great League, but we're going to also have Great League Remix.
Yes!
No!
So for like the first time, we're actually going to have for the first week, like an option. Like, it's still Great League, but we're either going open or remix. So
that is nice, cool. Though. That is different for
I
sure.
Climbed
I climbed
900
it.
Points in remix last time. I am pumped for this.
I expect you to hit, what is it, rank 20 by the time this is done.
It's going to be more difficult this year because if you, something else we'll talk about with the Go Battle days, they've moved it around where you can't hit rank 20 in the first week like we could last season.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And then the 13th through the 27th, we're going to run Ultra League Remix, which is fun. I like what they're doing there with the having the remixes and the regular opens. That's a lot of fun. 27th through the 11th, we've got Master League Classic, and the Little Jungle Cup.
Any guesses?
They've announced what it is. It's been announced. It's normal grass. There's a bunch of different types. It's the same thing as the Jungle Cup from a couple seasons ago, except for a CP limit of 500 this time. And unlike the previous Little Cups, there is no base form requirement. So things like Stunfisk and Galarian Stunfisk is now eligible for the Little Cup. God help us all.
If you get them under 500.
Yeah, there's at least one person in our Discord. I can't remember who it was. It's already posted. They have a 115-15 500 CP Galarian Stunfisk. And I'm like, I hope I never meet you during this.
You banned them from the Discord?
Man. Yeah, you're
totally
banned.
Absolutely.
You're done. So that's going to be there. And then it says, oh, look at that. So during that time of Master League Classic and our Little Jungle Little Cup, you're going to get 3 times the Stardust for your win rewards. So I think what that is they're starting to realize that less and less people are playing probably during that week because it's Master League. So they're trying to give more incentive to get people to play during that time.
Yeah, didn't they do that with the other Little Cup from this season?
Yeah, LMX one was it 3 times as well. I think they're trying to incentivize those down times of the game, which is specifically Masters, that you come in and at least get your dust. Unlike some people, we know that GBL is actually a source of dust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except when PGR says it isn't, but so that wraps up like the first half. Now the second half, starts on October 11th, and we come back to Great League, and this is when, for 4 days, it's just going to be Great League, and then starting on October 15th, the Halloween Cup is coming back, which I love because I did so good during the Halloween Cup. It was like
my I don't even remember how well I did or bad I did in that cup.
I remember I built a Swallet specifically for that cup.
I don't have to. I already have one now.
For a second time.
Yeah, for a second time. Did you put Fish, did you play the Halloween Cup? What was it? Not, it wasn't last year. It was the year before, right?
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, because I don't think they did it last year.
No, they did it last year. It was October last year. It was Halloween Cup.
Okay. Wow. Then yeah. Then I wasn't paying
what
any
is
sort
time?
Of attention. There is no time.
I believe, if I remember rightly, I did pretty well in Halloween Cup. I did enjoy that one. Was Azumarill allowed in that one? Or was that Holiday Cup? That was Holiday, I think.
No, Azumarill is allowed. It's okay. The number one Pokemon for it. So PV Poke already has its rankings out for Halloween Cup. So we've got Azumarill, Mandibuzz, Golbat, Alolan Ninetales, Nidoqueen are your first.
Sure.
Your top five.
Because I remember back then, like, they still hadn't gotten the hang of making metas that didn't heavily rely on a single Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the first few cups, like, their first little cup, it was all Bronzor all the time. Like, Halloween Cup was all Azumarill. And then what was Holiday Cup? Holiday Cup, there was one, like, huge over-centralized Pokemon as well.
Ooh, that's a good question. I forget which one it was.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't think I played Holiday Cup. I think I was sitting out for that one.
Flying Cup, Aerodactyl.
Flying Cup was Aerodactyl, Shadow Aerodactyl. Yeah. The one and only time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I like a Halloween Cup, and that actually runs from October 15th through November 2nd, and that plays into October 15th through November 8th is Ultra League and Ultra League Premier Classic.
That's new.
Yes.
No more XO.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I love the premieres. I was always sad when they took away the premiere aspect. And then I think the biggest news of this season, as far as like the schedule goes and the different leagues, is November 8th through November 22nd. We've got Master League and coming back, Master League Premier Classic.
Now, how long will that have been since it was last in GBL?
2 seasons, I believe.
So that's
I want to say more.
Yeah, it's been since before Season of Discovery. So since our first actual in-game season. So it's been at least 6 months, if not almost a year.
I think it's been almost a year. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure when we first started the show, Dino was helping me get ready for Master League Premier. And when it came back, there was no Master League Premier. So I think it's been 2 seasons.
I remember using it for season 4, not season 5 or 6.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is I need to dust off and actually power up my Shadow Metagross? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yep. Basically.
So, when I first met Dino, I met Dino knowing that Master League Premier was like his shit. Like, he loved it. And his buddy was always his Metagross.
Yeah, it was.
He was like, if you're going to do it, you need to have this one. You need to have this Pokemon. So I'm excited because I have one and then they took it away. So it's just been sitting there.
Yeah, because I remember I told you to make it your buddy and then they took it away.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck.
I have my Hundo Garchomp for that one as well, which is best buddy, which is the Metagross killer.
Yeah.
Oof, I hated that thing.
It's going to be fun now. And then we're going to have a special cup, which is a player's choice. So let me get over to that so I can read what they wrote here. So it says We're interested to hear which Pryor special cup you'd like to see return this season. Stay tuned for a poll on Twitter later in the season to determine which cup will be held. So it's going to be what? Holiday Cup, Halloween, Little,
Kanto.
Please, no Kanto.
I was going to say, I swear, if people pick that, oh my.
I think people are going to pick it just to piss everyone off.
I don't have a Twitter, so I can't pick it, but I would pick it just so I could throw out my shadow BS team to make people angry again.
It was such a boring cup.
It is very boring.
So it was Halloween, Holiday, Little, Kanto.
Jungle Little,
and then
flying.
That's it, right?
Isn't that one for like Valentine? Like,
oh yeah, the Love Cup.
Love Cup.
Yeah,
that's the Alolamola Cup.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that hit Munchin with that. With that cup.
So, yeah. So they're gonna put that out. So I'm gonna be interested to see what everyone picks. Because please don't pick Kanto. If you're listening to us and you pick Kanto.
I can guarantee you, like, Wildcat Dad's gonna like send you a screenshot that he picked it.
He's
gonna create a Twitter just so
I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get Artemis to go vote for it on our Twitter for you, and then send us the screenshot.
I'm changing the password.
Artemis, you're listening. You know what to do.
No. And then again, during that time, it's gonna be 3x Stardust win rewards. And then the November 22nd through the 29th is all three leagues. And it's just, there's no remixes, no premieres, nothing. It's just great Ultra Master. So that is cool. I like the schedule. It's fun. The remixes break up the monotony of just like the open meta. So it's nice to have something every league that you can switch between. So you're not just stuck into one thing.
And did you mention the Go Battle Days?
Not yet. We haven't gotten there yet. So the next thing that they've announced that's new is Go Battle Days, not Go Battle Nights. We're going to have Go Battle Days. And the way they worded this is it's to allow more trainers to participate. Go Battle Nights will become Go Battle Days from Go Battle League Season 9 onward. So it's not just for this season, it's going forward. I like this. I like this a whole lot because every single Go Battle night, I wake up before I go to work, I tell my wife, you know, I tell her I love her, I'm going to go, and then, hey, when I get home, just so you know, from this time to this time, I'm going to be playing Pokemon, doing my sets. And how many... Brad and or Wildcat and Dino can attest, and Dino can attest more. I don't think I've ever played even half of the sets I'm supposed to play. Because I get home and then it's like I got to eat dinner and then I have to, you know, spend time with the kids and then you've got like all these things. Like I've got dad things to do when I get home. Like I work and then I come home and I got dad things to do, and it always falls in a night where like I've got to do something extra, like break down all the boxes for recycling or something like that, you know, for the next day. So I like the fact that you can play these sets throughout the day. So during this time, you're going to get 20 sets. So a total of 100 battles, just like normal. And then also you're going to get 4x Stardust for the win rewards, but it won't stack on the 3x Stardust that you get, and that's only during November, on November 20th. So, you know, it'd be nice if they did that too, but they gave us a whole day.
I mean, even with it just being a 4x, I think this past Go Battle Day, I got Go Battle Night, I was able to get 450,000 dust.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So let me ask you, Fish, coming from a streamer point of view, this is better, right? That it's a day versus
because we can then pick whatever time suits us to do the stream. we can take as long as we want.
That way, like, you can watch multiple streamers instead of, like, having to pick, like, one, when everyone's streaming at the same, like, streaming at the same time. Like, so, I think it's great.
Yeah. So, would you probably, you're probably going to, what, do, like, some of your sets in your morning stream and then the rest in, like, your evening stream?
Are all of these still going to be Thursdays, like this season was?
So let's see. We've got Monday, November, or Saturday, September 18th. Monday, November 1st, and then Saturday, November 20th. So two Saturdays and a Monday.
Yeah, so I stream on my Saturday mornings, which is Friday night for America, so that would work perfectly.
Oh, nice. So that's good. That falls. Thursday is such a terrible day to put these things on.
Oh, I didn't mind it.
So I always forget Thursday.
You forget, right?
I just always forget Thursday. Like Monday, I would remember if it was Monday or even Wednesday. But Thursday is like that weird day where it's just like, I just want it to be Friday, so I forget what goes on Thursday.
What's also nice, though, is, we've talked about on the show before, is the meta shifts throughout the day. So some teams work better in the morning versus evening. So now you can actually play the sets and have a chance to gain ELO at a specific time of day where you're used to playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So our first one is going to be Ultra League and Ultra League Remix, and that's on September 18th. Wildcat thumbs down. But you'll have a chance to make it back because November 1st is the second one. That's going to be your Ultra League Premier Classic and the Halloween Cup. And then our last one is November 20th, and that's going to be Master League Premier Classic, and whatever the special cup is going to be. So I'm not mad about like the leagues that are available. I like how, again, there's not a Great League one during this time.
I mean, sort of. Halloween Cup is sort of Great League, but it's limited Great League. But I kind of miss that there's going to be a GBL night or GBL day on Great League, because that's when the most people want to play anyways.
Yeah, but this is, like, to me, this is trying to make people branch out of their comfort zone. It's like, hey, there's other leagues besides Great League, so let's...
Yeah, that's fair.
Even with all the dust, I'm probably skipping the first one, because that's just way too much ELO to lose in one night.
But you have an Ultra League team now. You have an Ultra League team.
But it's Ultra Premier at the time, and my team is... I don't believe my team's Ultra Premier available.
No, the first one is Ultra Remix.
Yeah, sorry, that's what I mean, Ultra Remix. I don't have an Ultra Remix team.
Oh. You've got until September 18th.
Plenty of time. We've also got 6 million Stardust.
Yeah.
There's that, too.
You could build, like, 15 Ultra League teams.
Look, I will be in Hollywood Studios writing Rise of the Resistance that day. I don't have time to play GBL.
Yeah.
That's my excuse.
There you go. Those are our Go Battle days, which, again, I'm all for. I think this is a great update. It makes it a lot less stressful to try and rush through. And then it's like, you feel like you missed out on things. So
it's also, I just noticed this, the September 18th is the day before Community Day as well. So you're going to have a very packed weekend if you want to do Oshawott and Go Battle Day.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot. Oof, that's going to be a long weekend. Okay, so our rewards, those changed. So we're going to guarantee at rank 1 Charizard, and Charizard can be shiny. So if you're lucky, you'll catch one. I hate when they always put if you're lucky. I just feel like it's just put you could probably possibly get one, like.
Well, you'd be lucky.
I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Rank 6, you're gonna get that stupid mind foo again. I've caught enough. I don't need any more. I wish. Okay, my quality of life request from Niantic is you able to run away from your GBL reward encounter, because there's some times where I just don't want to waste the balls trying to catch something.
Legendary encounters can just eat time and Pokeballs.
Yeah. So maybe that's just me. I don't know. I don't know if anybody else, if any of you else agree.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Okay. Good. Then once you hit Ace, no, wait. Oh, you don't get another new encounter until, what is that,
ex-veteran? Well, you get other new encounters. So there's other encounters that the pool grows as you go. But you don't get another guaranteed encounter until you hit rank 20, where you get one guaranteed legend, I think. And then veteran is your next guaranteed encounter. So there is no ace encounter this year, or this season.
Yeah. So, yeah, it just says you'll be able to get... legendaries, and then your veteran encounter is going to be Noibat, which is cool because those don't really pop up that often.
Is super motivating because I don't even have one yet.
Yeah. I have like two.
I think I have three as well.
And one was caught, I didn't even know. I was like driving to work and it was a gacha catch. And then I think I told the story. The other one was one that spawned at like 10 o'clock at night, and I was sitting in bed, and it was like down the street, and I literally jumped up out of bed, ran to my car, and was like, I'll be back. Told him, I'll be back. Ran, caught the Pokemon, and came back.
So, and I think Zoe actually made that comment about the distance thing. Was that's the more motivating thing, is when you see a shadow or see something rare to get out and go explore, not this point of interest is over here. Let's walk that extra... So I think that was a good story to point out there. I've done the same thing. I've absolutely got out of bed and like got to go get this now.
Yeah. So expert rank, you're going to get Dino. And that one can be shiny as well. So then the ones that are in between. So from rank 1 to rank 6, you're going to get a chance for Charmeleon. Nidorina? Is that the right one?
Nidorina? Yeah.
Nidorina. Okay. Hypno, Sableye, Gothita, and then the little green mushy thing. I don't know what that one's name is. There you go. I had no idea what that thing's name was at all. So it was just like, that thing.
Yeah, that one.
So what, three evolved Pokemon? So that's good. For Stardust, and they're all, I mean, at least Sableye Sableye is going to be the one that maybe is going to have the best IVs for PvP. They're still not giving us great PvP IVs on these things, so at least it's candy.
Couldn't an XL Hypno,
you can get the shiny.
Hypno XL be good IVs with Nirahundo?
That too.
Does that exist? Too. Does it get up that high?
I've seen one the other day.
You just have to best buddy it. I think it's kind of like
or something like that.
Like 23 something like that.
Hmm. But that's like what is it? Altaria level.
Yeah, so something like that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean you see those, so why not?
Hmm. You think it would be any good?
It beat me really badly.
It throws you off.
It was running Focus Blast when I hit it because it has so much extra bulk. It can get to that Focus Blast and you don't expect it.
Yeah. You just never know what to get. Like they'll be using. So.
My Umbreon Cry, as it got deleted from my inventory.
Fisher, are you going to have three Ultra League Hypnos now?
Yeah, I guess I have to. I got to keep the form.
Do an entire six.
What I really like too is I'm seeing a lot of at least second stage or evolved Pokemon, so you're getting guaranteed XL candies for a lot of these encounters.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that continues after rank 11 with Rhydon?
Rhydon.
The infamous murder balloon, as Wildcat calls, Drifblim. Drifblim. Then Seismitoad, Frillish.
Yep.
And then Litwick. So those are cool. I like those. Those are all fun Pokemon to get. And then 16, Snorlax, Scraggy, and then Rufflet, which I don't need any more Rufflet. I need to take it out. Like, take that one out. and then we've already mentioned 20 legendaries and the Noibat and Dino. So good, good Pokemon for your candy, for XL candies, stuff like that. So it gives everyone a little extra incentive to rank up. Then we're going to get the Pikachu Libre avatar rewards, starting at rank 3. The avatar items, and I think, is it just each individual one? Like last time, you're going to get the whole set.
You get the whole set only if you've never gotten it before. So if you already earned it in previous seasons, you don't get it again, of course.
I want two hats. I want to wear both at the same time. and then trainers will earn, yeah, one for me, one for my buddy. Exactly. and then it says trainers will be able to earn avatar items and poses inspired by the champion of the Galar region, Leon, who first made his debut in Pokemon Sword and Shield. So this one, I think, is the Pokeball raise thing. Look it up.
It's a different Pokeball raise thing, though. It's not the one that you're getting for the research on the 5th. So this is a completely, it's kind of a weird strike the pose. Look it up. I want the pose. I want the pose. I want the outfit. It's amazing. I want expert or legend so bad this season.
Who doesn't want that cape?
Yeah.
Oh, the cape isn't there. If you look, Pokemoners has pushed the assets and there is no cape as of now.
There's no cape? Aww. The cape made it.
Four boys, well, just broken dreams, just like that.
No cape. So at Ace, you'll get gloves. At Veteran, you'll get the hat. At Expert, you'll get the shorts. At Legend, you'll get the top. And then it says midway through Season 9, Leon's iconic pose will be added as a reward for trainers who have reached Legend rank. So you're not going to get that pose until after the first half of the season?
To be weird.
Correct. Hmm. And that, just so you guys can see the clothes, I dropped them in the notes so you can look at the disappointment.
That cape is so cool. is that weird that they're putting it the pose in the second half?
My guess... I don't proclaim to know how Niantic runs, but my guess would be that there must be a drop-off in play in the second half of a BBL season.
Or do you have to still be at the legend rank at the time? So you still have to be above 3,000 to get it at the time.
So what I'm thinking is maybe like people might get to legend and then just not bother anymore. Or
get right to legend and then like take time off
and then just not bother. But then like anyone who's dedicated enough to get to legend, they're probably dedicated enough to keep going.
Okay. You're our legend here. If this is from what it reads, makes sense to me that you can't get the pose unless you hit legend in the second half. It says, for trainers who reach legend rank, would you, if you were like right at the cusp of legend by the end of the first half, are you going to wait and not play until the second half so you can get the pose?
See, like, I mean, I'm hoping like, what, let's just say like I get legend before the second half. I'm assuming that they would just like, I log in the second half of the season and then it would just appear. Or maybe I have to get to legend again. I don't know. Or just play a set and get it. But I don't think I would wait. I think I would just get it because I know that my first time getting legend, this season before the second half, was this season 8 because usually I get it after the first half. So I don't think I would wait. I think I would just go get it just because I like to get legend as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just me, though. I know, like, maybe some people might wait.
Yeah.
Depends on how motivated each person is by an avatar item.
Yeah, because it's hard to get to legend, first of all. So, like, if you're, like, in a role, like, you're getting, like, wins, like, you know, might as well get legend there.
Yeah, and if you can get legend, then you can run spice teams and test things out and have a lot more open fun with the tournaments or the GBL, so.
Yep. So, the cups have changed a little bit. It looks like for the remixes, there's new bands for Ultra League and Great League. And they're still keeping it at 20. And it says, of course, this is the most used by trainers ace rank and up. So if you're like, wait, why is this Pokemon in there? I've never seen it. And you're not at ace. That's probably why. You're confused on why it's banned. So it's Venusaur, Alolan Ninetales, Alolan Marowak, Azumarill, Politoed, Umbreon, Skarmory, Swampert, Pelipper, Vigoroth, Sableye, Medicham, Altaria, Defense Form Deoxys, Bastiodon, Scrafty, or Scraggy?
Scraggy.
Yeah.
Scrafty.
Scraggy is the Scrafty baby form.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Scraggy?
Jellicent, Galvantula, Galarian Stunfisk, and Talonflame. I was going to make Fish read it, but I'm sure he's going to have to read this on GoCast and have this and say it much faster than I did. Because the last time he had to do it, and it was the greatest thing hearing him say it so quick. Because I would have been like, bleh, bleh. I like this ban list. This is fun.
I love this ban list.
This is definitely, I think, more of what I think the ban list should have been even last season.
It's actually very, very close to what last season's ban list was. I took a look, and the only two differences are where last season they had Meganium and Toxicroak. This season, they've got Skarmory and Jellicent.
I thought Sableye wasn't banned last season either.
That's correct. Yes. Ignore me.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, Sableye and Jellicent.
Yeah. Yeah. So for my team, with my Drifloom leading, this actually done nothing but help. Yeah. So, I ran last season Drifloom in the lead with Obstagoon, which, once again, has done nothing but helped here. Not having Toxicroak actually hurts me a little bit. And then Lantern. So Mandibuzz, I think, is still going to be really popular here. So if you're running Lantern, make sure to run it with Spark, not Water Gun.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. That makes sense. I still think it's odd that Nidoqueen wasn't on this list.
Yeah.
I figured that was going to be like in there because that thing's been like all over the place in Great League.
But who would you drop for it? Like, I look at the list, and I don't think there's maybe AWAC. I think AWAC would be the one.
I was going to say Vigoroth or AWAC.
Yeah, I would say Vigoroth or AWAC, because AWAC's kind of fallen off. Like,
yeah, I barely see it.
Dino, are you going to run Remix at all? Because I see it. I think three of your favorite things are banned here. So
he's like, nope.
You ain't going to see me there.
See, I love it because that kill my team the most are Sableye and Galvantula, and they're both banned.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there's a lot of Pokemon there that favor you, like Bastiodon, Galvantula, who else? There's a lot. There's really a Sableye, Umbreon. There's literally half of those Pokemon that are really good for you that are not being played.
I'm just glad Politoed is banned. I hate that thing, man. I hate it. That and Talonflame have become like the bane of my existence. I hate them. I feel like no matter what team I run, they're the ones that always like fuck up my day. And yeah, I hate it.
They're really annoying. You would think like, oh, like they have another Mudshot to go, but nope, they're already throwing a charge move. I'm like, okay, where did I miscount?
Yeah. I think Talonflame is the worst with that because it's the Flame Charge and Brave Bird, I think, hit at the exact same time. So it's like, you have to shield. And it's just like, you shield one, and it's the Flame Charge, and then you get hit with the Brave Bird. And then you don't shield the first one, and it's a Brave Bird. And it's like, can't stand this thing.
I mean, it's kind of fun if you're on the receiving end, but if you're on the sending
end.
Yeah,
that's true. That correct. Is very true.
I mean, I tried using it in Great League. I can't. I think Dino, me and Dino, or we had this question in our discussion in our factions chat. Cause I'm done doing Ultra League Specialist. Yeah. It's just, I can't, I'm done. So, Miami Doc is taking over and we were helping him build the team and he was debating between what Talonflame and Toxicroak, I think. And Dino made a good point. He's like, Talonflame would be a better fit for your team, but if you're not used to playing with it, then go with Toxicroak if you're more comfortable with Toxicroak. Because Talonflame it's really, if you've never played with an Incinerate Pokemon, that fast move is annoying as fuck. Like, it is, like, it's so slow that, like, you're hitting your second one and you're almost, like, built up your charge move. But then it throws, like, a third Incinerate before you can hit the charge. It's, you gotta get used to playing with it.
You can accidentally, like, hit another tap and then another Incinerate goes and it's so slow that you kind of, like, they can throw a charge move by the time it actually goes through. So.
Yeah. It's slower than Charm and Confusion.
That's exactly the point I was gonna make. It is significantly slower than Confusion specifically.
So, yeah, I hate it. So Ultra League Remix, so correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, but last season was, or this, I think it was 20. The season was 20, right?
Yeah, I think it was 20. Yeah.
They changed it.
Okay. So they 10. Went back to 10. Interesting. And I don't remember what the ban list on it was, but this one is, poor Dino. Clefable, number one.
Yeah, I was looking at it too, but I'm like, okay, there's Sylveon now, so I'm okay.
Alolan Muk, Swampert, Empoleon, Togekiss, Altered Form Giratina, Cresselia, Talonflame, Melmetal, and Obstagoon. I'm a little confused on the Melmetal and even Cresselia, because maybe Dino sees a lot of them. Or like
you only run Premier though, don't you? So you would never see.
Yeah, I only run Premier.
So, yeah, but keep in mind the ban list is based on open.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
so that and Cresselia and Melmetal run amok in open.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
These are all like common there.
Okay. I just built an Alolan Muk for Ultra League, so I may not go into Remix because I just want to use it. I don't see. Do you see any like if you're looking at that list, Dino? Like, do you see one Pokemon or even fish? Like, do you guys see one Pokemon that looks like is going to be like going to have an advantage now that these are out?
Are you talking Great League?
No, in the Ultra League Remix.
I'm trying to think. I mean, like Wildcat that said, like he may know a little bit more. Maybe he's played more open Ultra, but I don't really think. I can't think of one.
I think you called out once. Get my brain wrapping. Sylveon is actually a big winner here because it's going to be able to take the place of your Clefable. And I've been running it in Great and or an Ultra, and it actually does a lot of work in Ultra League. So you eliminate things that can hurt it. It actually does pretty well. I do think you're going to see Nidoqueen jump up pretty quickly here because of that. There's not a lot to hurt poison out there with this meta now.
So Venusaur maybe.
Venusaur.
I know Venusaur is more in what. Premier. I see more Venusaur in Premier.
Stunfisk will be there, of course, unfortunately.
Yeah, because once, now that Talonflame is out of there, and there's going to be, I think, maybe more Steels.
Registeel is rank 1, actually. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, Defense Deoxys XL is actually rank 4.
It was pretty high last time, too, if I remember right.
Yeah. That thing is
crafty. Is going to be nice too.
I think we might see a lot of XLs again. I think it's going to be very heavy on the XLs.
For sure.
And that's my, that's my problem with it, is I like the idea, but it makes it really hard when it's such an XL-heavy meta if you don't have those XLs. It's hard. Even with the bans this time, it makes it even harder to build to counter those XLs. So you're looking at Machamp as one of your big time counters. That's going to be a non XL.
Gengar.
And Snorlax. Mm-hmm. Those are your real useful counters to non XL.
So my OG team.
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
That's my team.
Probably the most accessible XL is Umbreon, because we just had that community today. So, and it could do some work here as well. So, with the meta, I would actually probably say last resort, because you're going to have such a heavy fighter meta at the top and dark meta at the top, versus I would normally say psychic and Ultra League's better, though Dino would disagree with me.
So that's going to be that. Little Jungle Cup is the next one that's coming out, and that is Pokemon that are at or below 500 CP. Pokemon do not need to be able to evolve to enter. Only normal, grass, electric, poison, ground, flying, bug, and dark are permitted. And Shuckle and Smeargle are banned. I don't know why they felt it necessary.
Shuckle would break the meta. It would have much bulk that it would destroy the meta.
But Smeargle?
Smeargle's always banned, typically. Also, Smeargle would be a level 50 at that CP.
Okay. Gotcha. So Sheninja is the number one pick then, right?
Cotton, you maybe.
Cottonee is showing up again. So pretty much, if you haven't built a 500 CP Cottonee at this point, get it built, because apparently it's always going to be eligible and it's always going to be rank one.
So
funny enough, Shelmet is number 9, which we mentioned that one being crappy.
How? Okay. I'm looking at the rankings here, and I'm a little confused by this, because I don't think I've ever... How do you have an Altaria under 500?
Level 1, catch it, it's 10 CP, evolve it, and then power it up. It's possible.
But, I mean, like, who has that?
Who
like,
has that? That's what I'm... That's what I'm more... I'm looking at this list, okay? So, Altaria, Wigglytuff, Scrafty, Skarmory. Like, I don't see... I can't... You suck.
A shiny Altaria.
And it's a shiny one.
Under 500.
Under 500. But, like, some of these are from, like, I've only ever gotten from eggs. And you're not getting over 500 or under 500 from an egg. Like,
for me, like, what's more annoying is that I see a Chansey there. I'm not happy about
it. I noted that one as well.
Chansey. Oh, well, Chansey evolves into Blissey, and we all know how Fish feels about Blissey right now. I don't know. I don't know.
Swinub is top 15. It's ranked 13 for Swinub.
Oh.
What the heck? So many questions here.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look at this, like, a little closer, because... Is it another one? Oh,
a Flower Crown.
At 134.
Chansey.
Or Chansey. Great.
I may have a really annoying team. Let's just put it where it's at.
Number 35 on this list is Obstagoon.
It is next to impossible. I know there was Zigzagoon in the wild, so you could have caught a level 1 during GoFest.
Yeah, I think when it first came out, right? When it first came out?
I thought it was during GoFest that it was in the wild, but either way, it's out there.
Yeah.
Cantonian Farfetch'd. Wow, I've never seen that ranked anywhere.
Yeah, how do you... I guess...
I think it's got some...
Was it in the wild?
It's a regional, so it's in the wild in Asia Pacific.
So fish, you've got
just Asia, not the Pacific part.
Okay. Well, I thought it went down to like Indonesia as well.
Yeah, I thought it was down into.
I consider that Asia. very bad of me.
Oh, I don't have a under 500 far-fetched.
So wait, what are your regionals?
Fish. We get Kangaskhan.
Okay.
Chatot. Okay. East Sea Shellos. I think that's it. And like in Queensland, which is like the northeast, the tropical area, you can get Corsola.
Okay. Alright. I like the Kangaskhan one. I always like just the way that thing looks. And I can't wait for its mega evolution just to see the little
the baby
pop. That's just one. Always trying to run it.
It's such a cool looking Pokemon.
It's got a really good moveset.
Yeah. It's so bad. Just can never get it to work. It doesn't work. So then after that, and obviously, you know, we'll dive deeper into these cups when we get closer to them. We got Halloween Cup after that. That's 1500 or below. Only poison, bug, ghost, dark, and fairy are permitted. And then they're going to do the pull for the special cup, the last one. So the other new thing is we've got move changes. And I think this is pretty much what everyone was really kind of wanting to listen to is this, because this is probably like some of the most important stuff that's gone on. So when this happened, Fish, did DeFi just text you crying? So energy or weather ball is getting a debuff.
Yeah, and that's absolutely the worst thing that's happened to her lately.
It's only going to matter mostly in the neutral hits. So if you're still hitting super effective, you're not going to notice a huge decrease in the effect in what's happening. It's really in those neutral matchups that you're going to notice a huge difference.
Yeah.
Also, your cast forms took a major hit
here. Weather Ball is amazing. Weather Ball is life. Weather Ball is bae.
Yeah. You've been sitting on that for that long. God. Or did you...
Yeah.
Did you
I've had that
collect
for
that,
a long time.
Like, after the update was released.
I made that probably the week I was editing the show that you guys were on, because I just thought it was awesome that she said Weatherball was bae.
It is bae.
So I wanted to make sure I had that just in case something like this came up, I'd be able to play it.
That is the podcasting equivalent of having that really crappy Pokemon that's a rank 1 just in case it gets that move update.
Yep,
and
bam, exactly.
Comes in play.
Yes. I love it. It makes me smile. So, Weather Ball is getting a debuff, so it's going to deal less damage. Now, it says we're toning down its damage just a tad. And those are the exact words from the Pokemon Go blog. Just a tad. So it's dropping from 60 damage to 55. It's still going to be the same energy to get to it. It's just losing the 5 damage. And then they're also adding normal Weather Ball, which I've never seen a normal weather. What is normal?
Yeah, right.
Normal weather.
In main series, Weather Ball is actually dependent upon the in-game weather that's happening. And if you don't have any in-game weather, so it's not a sunny day hasn't been used or rain hasn't been used, you throw a normal Weather Ball. It's just a normal attack type that doesn't have any stab with it.
Okay. Unless it's normal cast form.
Correct. But cast form, once again, in the main series, you can't catch its different forms. It transforms based on the weather it's in.
Okay. So that weather ball, the normal weather ball, is only getting added to normal cast form, I believe, right? So now normal cast form will have normal weather ball and weather ball rock?
Yeah. Correct.
Hmm. With Shadow Claw.
Hex.
Yeah, that's going to be a very spammy Hex? Pokemon.
Is it Hex?
Yeah.
Hex.
Yeah, Hex. Oh. Hmm.
It was a very popular pick during Venture Cup.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's interesting. That could be fun to use. Dino disagreed with me.
That's why I'm staying quiet.
His exact words in the chat when I brought this up was, but it still sucks.
Basically.
No, normal cast form.
It's a meta specific Pokemon.
Yeah. I'm a fan of it.
Yeah, I think I've seen ice. What is it? Icy form, the ice form, mm-hmm. and then the water form in open, but I've never seen the
snowy and rainy show up here and there. Rain you have to be careful for because it packs thunder. So if you don't pay attention, you get hit with that thunder, and it's not a fun thing for flying Pokemon.
Yeah. So that's weather ball. Now Crunch looks like it's getting an effect added to it. So it says we're adding effect to this move when it's used in trainer battles to tie in with its effect in the core Pokemon RPGs. So that apparently is a defense drop.
Yeah. So in the core, it actually can cause a flinch. So since flinching doesn't exist in Go, defense drop was the next closest aligned status effect.
Okay. All right. So Crunch will now have, and it just says a chance. It doesn't give us the percentage. It just says a chance of lowering the opposing Pokemon's defense. I'm going to say it's probably what? 30%.
If it aligns 30%. To the main series, it'll be a 25%.
Oof.
Okay.
It has similar output to some other dark moves, so I think it has similar output to Dark Pulse, I believe. So it actually would be a better alternative to some of the other dark moves now that you have a chance for the debuff.
What's Octazooka's chance?
50.
For debuff. 50?
50.
And that still feels like I don't always get it.
That feels too high as well because it's a two stage.
Yeah. So the next one is Zap Cannon. It looks like. So Zap Cannon is guaranteed to lower the opposing Pokemon's attack. And that is, I think, we're hoping this will provide Pokemon like Zapdos, Regirock, Magnezone, and Porygon Z a chance to shine. Interesting.
Yeah, because Magnezone's just been sitting there in the dark waiting for its turn.
The same thing with Zapdos. Yes, Zapdos. Okay, I guess. They want to join in. They want to feel like they're part of it. So
I at least give them credit for trying to explain their reasoning behind it.
Yeah, like, yeah, totally.
It's better communication than we've had ever before, so it's a start.
I've never seen them put out, like, I'm reading this from the blog. I'm not looking at the GoHub, like, infograph that they put out. And it's actually just as detailed as what GoHub normally does. And that's surprising. So Scald is getting, let's see. So they're lowering the energy cost for Scald. And adding an effect, so it's going to be energy cost decreased, and now will provide a chance of lowering the opposing Pokemon's attack. So, what was it, Vaporeon that got that?
Yeah. Vaporeon got that. This also, if you remember last week's conversation, talking about tying back into the main series game with Burns lowering attack, that's why Scald is lowering attack, because Scald is a water-type move that can cause Burn, which is an attack-lowering status condition in addition to a damage condition.
Okay. So they fixed Feather Dance. Apparently.
Well, fixed is a strong word.
And their fix was they just increased the energy cost. So it's going to do everything the same. is just going to be an increased, to slightly make it harder to use as often.
So it won't beat Stunfist anymore. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so, because it's literally, they put slightly. They just want to slightly make it harder. So with that being fixed, then that means what? Pidgeot is back. So everyone who's had their Pidgeots waiting for this day, it's back, finally. I never got to use it, so I don't know what it's like. So
it was fun. It was very fun to use.
It was fun? Really? But it, besides the fact that it was just like broken as far as energy goes, it also literally broke the other opponent, right? Like, it made it so they couldn't hit charge moves.
Yeah.
Yeah, it broke the entire game.
Yeah.
So it's fixed in that aspect. It won't break the game anymore.
So it won't actually physically break the game, but they're not, it doesn't look, like I said, they just slightly increase the cost of energy.
Which is standard these days. Like, for the last, I don't know, like 4 or 5 seasons, whatever, they have, every update they've had to movesets has been just a slight amount so that it never actually, like, completely flips the meta. It's just basically, like, an extra option if it's an added move, or just, like, slightly different play if it's an increased or decreased energy cost or damage or something. It's just, like, it's almost not even noticeable.
Yeah, Razor Leaf was a good example of that. I think they nerfed it by 2 damage, and it's still, I don't think it flipped any matches.
Right.
Yeah. And Megahorn is the last one here on the list that is getting a damage increase. It's going from 100 to 110. So energy will still be the same. It's just the damage will be 10 more now.
So what you're saying is Samurott's even better than Swampert now.
I think they were trying, because so Nidoking also got a new move. It one of the Pokemon that got new moves, and it got Sandtomb. So I wonder if they're trying to make Nidoking and Nidoqueen like kind of on par with each other.
Yeah, that makes sense. And Nidoking does need a bit of extra help because it's a lot more attack weighted than Nidoqueen.
Yeah. Yeah. So that Sandtomb gives it what, Earth Power, like the Earth Power equivalent, I guess, to
Ground move.
It gives it a ground move, and it can get to a lot quicker. Because Earth Power is such a high energy move, now you're able to actually fire off ground moves at a relatively quick pace.
Yeah, and it's going to be, like, really good against, like, Azu, for example. You don't even need, like, a poison charge move against it, because just keep using Sandtomb and then poison fast move.
I didn't even think
that. It also helps it in the Stunfisk.
Like, yeah, go on.
It helps it in the Stunfisk matchup as well now, because it can start firing off all of the Sandtombs, and that adds up really quickly. Just ask Metagross with how Sandtombs feel from Garchomp.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Fish?
Good question. I actually view it exactly the same as Poison Fang. Like, it's that equivalent. It's a very low cost. Okay. I think it's even the same energy cost. Which guarantees a defense drop. So, yeah, I view those as the exact equivalents of each other.
Nice. So, that you'd run that with, what, Poison Jab, Sandtomb, and Megahorns?
I mean, yeah, it just got the boost for Megahorns, so why not, you know?
Yeah. So you're not using an Elite TM to get Fury Cutter.
I actually have a Fury Cutter Nidoking.
I did too.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, look at you. And I also think you're not going to run King as a Shadow because it doesn't have the extra bulk that you get with Queen.
That's yeah. true.
So you're going to want to run a normal Nidoking or a shadow Nidoqueen, typically.
Okay. So if you were to run a Fury Cutter with the Sand Tomb, you would probably want to run Sludge Wave over Megahorn for the extra coverage?
Probably. I probably like have to get more into it, but it just probably depends. But I don't know. I feel like I still wouldn't use Fury Cutter personally for myself.
Yeah, okay. I think because of how prevalent fairies are, I think you have to have the poison jet or poison fast move.
Nice. Okay. Poliwrath is going to be getting
Ultra League.
Wait, hold on. Fish is thinking.
Like, probably doesn't have to be excelled as high for Ultra League, I think.
Correct, yeah, and there's a lot more dark attack there, so I think there you would actually see the Fury Cutter in Ultra being much more popular.
Alright. Alright. For real.
So, good point there. I saw the brain working, like the gears going, because he started looking up at the ceiling, and I was like, he's thinking, he's got something there. Poliwrath is getting Scold. I don't know. I didn't look too much into these new moves to see if it helps or not. So if someone did,
we won't know until the energy cost comes out, because they lower the energy cost and it could actually give it a viable second move. Would you agree with that, Daniel?
Okay.
I was actually looking into it. I was looking at the moves that it has, the matchups that I've used Poliwrath in Great League and in Ultra League, and I'm thinking about it because, like, all the flyers, you definitely need Ice Punch, and you want to use Poliwrath as a fighter, and you want to have a fighting move. So I feel like, I don't know, depending on how good, you know, the energy cost on it is, maybe consider it, but I feel like I just think that the moves that it has now, it's okay.
If it could get down to the Hydro Cannon energy cost, I think it would actually be pretty viable at that point, because then you're going to be able to fire it off just like Swampert does Hydro Cannons, which would actually help you with the flyers as well then.
Yeah. I guess we got to wait to see the stats on it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it'll make Vaporeon, it'll change that, because at the moment it's just fine with Aqua Tail.
Yeah, maybe, actually, now that you say that.
Yeah, the only problem is you'd have to double Elite TM at that point.
Yeah.
So, Heracross is getting Rocket Blast. I don't know if that helps it or does anything for it.
It's a 4x weak to Flyer.
Yeah, so it's got coverage against that. And just having the bait to obviously, if you're looking it up on PB Poke, where it baits by default, the win rate actually skyrockets.
Interesting. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, so it would be able to get to that Rock Blast. So let's say it went up against a flyer, it'd be able to get to that Rock Blast before it
should do. I think, is Rock Blast 35 or 40 energy?
Dino?
We got it.
I think it's 35.
Okay. So that's only 5 counters.
Okay. All right.
I guess so, it's not strong enough to... Sorry, I keep pulling you up. Before, no, like, you're trying to move on, and I'm like, oh, hang on, now I've got another thought.
No, you're good. you're good.
It wouldn't win... Like, Rock Blast is a weak move, so it wouldn't win many matchups off its own back. So you'd really, if you're running it, you're basically running it for the bait possibilities.
Gotcha. Okay.
Not to mention chip damage is better than no damage.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's true. So Manectric is getting a new fast move in Thunder Fang, and it will also be able to learn Overheat, which... meh.
I still think it's trash.
This one is actually one that is not a PvP relevant change. This is a very much PvE relevant change, because when you go get Mega Manetric, it'll actually become the highest Thunder or Electric DPS with Thunder Fang and whatever the other one is.
Interesting.
So this one's not PvP. Hmm. This is definitely a PvE relevant change.
PvE. Okay.
Now, I don't know why it happened still, because this is the PvP updates, but it's much more PvP relevant, or PvE.
Yep.
So as we mentioned before, normal cast form will be getting normal weather ball, along with its rock weather ball, which in Dino's opinion, it still sucks.
I mean, you can prove me wrong, so I'm hoping for that.
I don't know if I will. I don't know if I'm going to try.
It's coming for Avengers the final Cup. That's happening. I got to prove him wrong now.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll run if it had like cast form for one of my meme team Mondays.
Maybe if it had counter as a fast move.
Oh, wow.
If it was counter with the two weather balls, that would be fun.
That would be boss.
And then I'm not going to pronounce it. So it's the one that looks like a tomb with arms.
Kofiridis.
That one. There you go. That one is now going to be able to learn Shadow Claw. I saw a lot of people like hype about this one.
Yeah, and that's another one that the PB Poke numbers skyrocket for that one as well. Because previously, really? Its best fast move was Astonish.
Which is trash, So
I don't think it's going to shift the actual meta, though. Looking at, even though it a lot of its wins that skyrocketed was not top 50 wins.
Right.
So I don't think you're looking at a meta shifting move. If it had been the Galarian Runerius, the Galarian evolution of Yamask, that would have shifted to the mega massively. But being Kofagrigus, it just doesn't have enough.
Let's see. So I'm looking at it. So it's a mono ghost type. It would run Shadow Claw, Dark Pulse, Shadow Ball.
Yeah.
So that's something. And its defensive stats, 168. So it's bulky.
It's actually,
it's got, it
can be exiled for Ultra League as well, so it could be like a replacement for Gengar. A bulkier replacement.
Yeah. Attack stats are 112, stamina of 106. So it's not terrible.
Could it be a play in Halloween Cup, actually?
Potentially, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that may be where it's most likely to actually affect the meta. That and limited tournaments, of course. All limited sylph tournaments and limited things can always shift meta drastically.
Yeah. And the other, go ahead.
The other thing I like about it is it's a ghost type that doesn't lose to confusion users because it doesn't have the poison typing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I still think it would take a lot of damage from. Same thing with like Drifloom. Drifloom doesn't lose to them straight up, but it takes confusion hits so hard you're left with, 5 HP at the end.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like that it has Dark Pulse. It has like that coverage, that extra coverage against Psychic, and then it also has a move that can beat another ghost on top of your Shadow Claw, super effective. So that's fun.
It's still going to get destroyed by Sableye, however.
That's true. Or any dark. So
yeah. I mean, as of right now, its key wins with the moves that it has: Medichan, Deoxys, Defense Deoxys, Toxicroak, Wobbuffet, and Machoke. So it's already got some decent wins. So now with a better fast move, we'll see. It could be fun.
I guarantee it could see it in the first couple of days.
It could. I mean, you think it could take Haunter's place in Great League?
I think they'll be two different things. Like, they'll be filling different roles. Because Haunter is your kamikaze Pokemon. It's basically, you know, get in, do the heavy damage, faint, move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. I like it. I think it's fun. I like when I see weird Pokemon like this get a move that makes it at least an option now. Like, before it wasn't. Now it's like, oh, okay, this could have something.
And it has an amazing shiny.
Does it?
I never
saw
it.
Yeah.
Oh, here, look out. He's getting his phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now he's getting his phone. So that is... Oh, yeah, wow.
That is, he has it.
With, like, it's like gray and purple. I like that. That's cool.
Yeah, it looks dope.
So that is everything from the blog as far as the Season 9 updates. Did I miss anything? Did anybody see anything else?
No. I think one thing I wanted to ask Dino to explain, and this is something that I've never done, but since Season 9 starting, what this idea of carrying over sets. So I don't really understand what the advantage of bringing those extra four battles into the next day actually gives you. So can you explain that to Forrest, Dino?
Well, when people say that, it's essentially like carrying over one set from the day before. And I'll give you a perfect example, actually, just because we're heading to the next season tomorrow. So basically, you get five battles a day. So for the first day of the season, instead of having five, you'll have six sets. So you'll have an advantage over people that actually don't, you know, save an extra set. That can help you in the rank, like get higher ranking within that same day, and actually helps without, you know, throughout the week.
So the first level up is do five battles. So to carry the set over, my understanding is you have to battle one time the night before, and then you'll carry over the four additional battles.
Actually, no, you don't have to even have
you
to
just
battle.
Have to start it, right?
Oh. You have to start it where it shows 0/5, and that's basically it. And that way, like you mentioned, the first set of the new season is just five battles. So essentially, you are using that extra set for that, and you have five more battles to continue on.
Okay, that's where I was confused. Now I see the advantage of it, because I thought you had to have it set to 1/5.
Yeah, I did the same mistake too, and then someone told me you didn't have to do that, and I'm like, wow, so I just did an extra battle for nothing. Because if you do that, what you just mentioned, you would only have four battles, but you need five, so you would waste basically that extra set for nothing.
That's why I was confused of why it was an advantage. So you cleared it up, I now have a set that I'm waiting for tomorrow.
Exactly. And then the another thing would be, like, some people just do it because they are either, you know, doing bad or they're tired that day and they just want to have six sets for the next day because they'll have more time to play. But the main reason why people do use the carry over the sets for the new seasons normally.
Nice.
And ooh. Just seen something tweeted that reminded me I left something out of the in-game news that's important.
Mm-hmm.
There is a special raid hour tomorrow night for Zamazenta. Because it's leaving at the first, which is Wednesday. So Zamazenta raid hour tomorrow.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
That's interesting. Cool.
Which doesn't matter for anyone listening to the podcast now that I think about it.
but it's good for us. There you go. Got it. And it doesn't matter because this will come out on Wednesday and... No one will hear what you just said.
And everyone will go, you could have told me that last week.
All right. Well, since Wildcat is asking questions, let's ask some more questions and move over to our question and answer segment.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
So before we get started, Fish, I have to ask, are you wearing an AC/DC shirt?
Not quite. It is.
Okay.
Do you see what those letters are?
GCPC?
It's the GoCast podcast.
Oh my gosh.
And
that's a legit
shirt. The lightning bolt
is a Pikachu tail.
Yeah, that
is
that was designed by, I believe it was Motters. I hope I got the right person. Motters in the GoCast podcast Discord server. Excellent.
Nice.
Excellent design work.
Nice. Yeah. I like that a lot. I may have to swing over there and purchase one of those. In the process, if you're going to get one of those, you can swing over to our Teespring and grab one of our shirts, too. Intense. Okay, so I actually was proactive because I wanted to make sure we got questions, not just because of Season 9, but also maybe people had questions for Fish. So we've got a good amount, and I want to kind of blast through them as much as possible because I can't tell how long, but I'm pretty sure we're going close to 2 hours if we haven't already gone 2 hours. So first question actually is for Fish. I don't know if you looked through any of the questions to prepare yourself.
I did, and I don't think there's any preparing
okay.
for those questions.
So the first question is for Fish. It comes from Village of Wolves, and he wants to know if Pokestop spin in the opposite direction.
Yeah, it's called the Pokeolus effect.
So for those of you who don't know, and I don't even know if it's true, some people say that is it true? Do the toilets flush the opposite direction?
No, it's a real phenomenon, but it only happens like a toilet bowl or a sink is too small of a space for that effect to take place.
Ah, okay. So it's just one of those like urban legends.
Ocean whirlpools is an example of what would actually be happening, where whirlpools in the northern hemisphere spin one way and a whirlpool in the southern would spin the opposite way.
Or like wind patterns.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. But you guys do use your left hand to curveball, right? You spin it the opposite direction to curveball.
No, I'm a right hander.
Clockwise? Okay. All right.
But how do you do it standing on your head all the time?
It's tough. Why do you think my hair looks like this right now?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I asked. It was kind of funny. My cousin's in town and he plays, and we were driving around and he was catching Pokemon, and he spins his curveball clockwise. Mm. And, you know, so it goes to the left, and I'm like, you're doing it wrong. I was just like, you're doing it wrong. That is not right in any form. So, next question comes from Matthew Breaker, and he says, if you could, would there be anything you would change in the GBL rank rewards system currently in place? And then he kind of gives some examples. So is that, let's ask Fish first. What do you think? Like, do you think there's things that can be changed, or you think it's pretty solid?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything I would change personally, just cause like I mentioned at the top of the show, I don't grind much, so I'm not looking for shinies, so it doesn't matter to me what the reward encounters are. It could be anything and I just would be feel nothing about it. Getting the legendary at rank 20 I think is perfectly balanced. Getting the elite charge and fast TM, you get one of each now, which is great. So yeah, I think for me it's all fine. I wouldn't change anything.
Are you ready for me to change your mind?
Go for it.
XL rare candy is part of the reward system.
I think that would be a bit, like, make it a bit too available.
No, but I'm saying as part of the end of the season rewards based on your rank. So if you hit legend, you get like 10. You hit veteran, et cetera, et cetera. And it goes down from there until rank 20.
Yep, no, I'm with you. Yep, you convinced me.
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, they could do it in, like, the actual, like, rewards that you get, but make it, like, when you go 5-0, like, at the end, you get maybe, like, two
There just needs to be some way to earn XL rare candy, because right now the only other way is to level up and you're limited to, I think it's like 20 total.
Yeah, it's a finite resource.
Yeah. Yep. Next question comes from my assistant when I stream, Tyler, Team Magma Tyler. And I think this is for Fish, but any of us could answer it. He wants to know, what is the most terrifying creature you've encountered in the wild?
Me?
I think so. I think that's who he's directing it to.
So, I do have a story for this.
Okay.
I'm
ready. Luckily.
I used to run a lot. Because I'm a football umpire and like also referee, and right. Our Australian rules football, there's a lot of running involved, so you have to be fit. So this was back when I used to care about my fitness. So I used to go running in this place. It was like a dirt track with all these winding paths going all over the place, and it was also had like a section for a BMX track there, and it was like, when you think of Australia, it's that kind of imagery. It's just sparse, okay. No like living plants. It's all just dried up grass and twigs everywhere, and so I'm running along one of these tracks, and I see what I thought was a big stick lying across the path. And I didn't realize until my foot was literally over it that it wasn't a stick. And so anyone watching me at the time would have seen me just do this weird, like, recoil, like, kind of ball up into the air as I'm trying to jump mid-stride.
I would have just cried.
Yeah, right? And so, like, yeah, I've basically tried to jump out of the way of this thing that I'm, in my mind, I'm sure has just tried to attack me. And I just go sprinting off because I'm also convinced that, oh, well, it missed the first time, so it's going to come back for a second go.
It's going to come back
for
a second.
It now wants my blood. Also, nice. I had my phone on an arm pouch, I was listening to music through it. The pouch was cheap. The Velcro undid as I jumped, and it fell off next to this snake. And so
that, oh,
what
no.
the hell?
That's right? Dead. It's dead to me.
So after running for a good 20 seconds, and like I eventually feel comfortable that okay, this thing's not chasing after me. I stop, turn around, and I notice that the snake hasn't actually moved. But my phone is there about a foot away from its tail. And so I start creeping up on it, like, don't make any sudden movements.
I think the best idea is to creep up on a snake.
Yeah.
I'm buying a new phone. Let's just put it where it's at. I'm buying a new phone.
I would just be like, just go home and get a new phone at that point.
Yeah. I did get the phone back. I basically got to the phone and, like, it wasn't until I was at the phone that I first saw the snake move. It just, like, slithered off off the path and away from me.
Yep. And that was Fish's one and only time he was on an episode of The Crocodile. yeah. In Florida, we get alligators, like, all the time, so I think that's the most for us.
Do you encounter them
in the
wild? I
think anything that's not... Yeah. I've got them in my backyard, like, in the lake behind me. You see them swimming. You'll see their eyes at
Jeez.
Night. Yeah, it's cool. If you take your flashlight and put it out over the lake, occasionally you'll catch like the yellow like reflection on their eyes, and see eyes in the water.
Wow,
I'm good.
Yeah, no thanks.
There's signs that say like don't leave your dog walking. Like make sure your dog is on a leash unless you have a fence in your backyard because. Apparently, a couple dogs got
wow.
Because I'm literally like where my backyard is it's a lake and then it's a highway and then it's the Everglades.
Yep.
So, yeah.
It's I get a lot of fun animals that come my way.
I would much rather have my animals than that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a spider's not going to hurt you.
I hate spiders. All right, so next question comes from Kittens and High Five. He writes, what are your best sleeper picks for the upcoming Sylph/GBL season? Sylph is going to be kind of hard because that's meta-based, and they haven't said anything. GBL season?
You know what? I think...
Probably wait till...
Yeah, nah, go on. No, no, you first. I talk first a lot.
No, I was just going to say it just probably depends on the stats for the new moves. Then maybe from there I may use one of those just to try out.
Yeah, you got to try.
Lantern.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lantern is a really good core breaker.
I don't feel like he's a sleeper, though. Like, I feel like he's very relevant.
I never see, I don't like see a lot of them.
Meta.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of them, but, you know, people know of it. But there's not play that much, for sure.
Glade,
what, Fish? What do you think?
I think is like something that we've probably forgotten about a bit. But
for sure.
It got such a good moveset.
Actually, I bet it comes back with the classic premiere. You'll see Glade come back because the meta will shift a lot back to Glade's strength. For Ultra.
Yeah. I like Glade. It's fun. It's fun to use. Next question comes from Uncle Beastud. Writes, since I hit Legend this season, am I supposed to repeat that next season?
Yes.
Yes.
And every season going forward.
Yes.
So that's why you do like I do. You set your bar low, and that way when you hit it, it's easier to hit again next time. No, that's not the moral of the story, kids. What is it? With great power comes great responsibility. So just remember that. Next question from Reyes683. When making your GBL lineups, how much of a factor does stab play? I don't know because Dino makes my lineups. So
I'll be straight honest with you guys. Like, I don't really, I guess, pay attention. I never really thought about that when I was making my lineups. Like, that's just me.
I look at coverage more than stab.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So, for example, I love my Driftbloom, but not because Shadow Ball has great stab and it's a powerful move. Icy Wind is a huge coverage move for a lot of the meta. So I look at...
It's more coverage.
Coverage is more important for lineups typically than stab.
Yeah. I think stab would maybe come in when you're like trying to decide between two Pokemon, maybe that have like similar movesets or similar stats. But I mean, I think stab is just one of those things that it just happens. It's, you have it.
Yeah. Right? It just like, it doesn't really always matter. Like, for example, like Toxicroak, like Mud Bomb is good and it's not, you know, it doesn't have stab on it. So
yeah. Fish, do you agree?
I registered for an Antimatter gaming tournament which started 18 minutes ago.
Oh no. Okay. So if you need to go, you can go.
There's one more specific fish question or two more specific fish questions from Overseer and Seagull.
We're going to ask those and then he can get out of here. So he
it's fine. We'll finish properly. It's fine. I've told them.
No. 10 minutes. You're good. Listen, we're battlers. We're battlers. That's what's important. Illusion Overseer, which is also Illustrious Overseer. There you go. I can't read. Wants to know, when you evolve, when EK comes out and you have to evolve it, do you still turn your phone upside down?
I don't know. Ask Niantic.
Everyone asks you except for Australia. And then I don't even know how I'm going to read this one.
Here we go.
Okay.
This comes from Seagull. Maybe like we should have another contest and whoever loses has to read it out.
Yeah. If you put a fish from fish on a heater on a heater while fish on a heater is also on a heater while fish from fish on a heater is on a heater. Does the fish then become the heater on a fish, or does the heater become the fish on a heater?
Yes.
My brain hurts. Yes. Yes. All right, dude. Go do your tournament. I appreciate you. We all love you.
I love you.
Go win. You know, good luck. Tell us how it goes.
Thank you. It's you know what? So, it's a single elimination tournament, so I'll probably be back here before you guys are done recording.
If he comes back, yeah. If you see him come back at the end, it's because he lost.
I'm just going to...
Go win.
Yeah,
go
I'm going to mute this mic, and I'm not going to exit the call. We'll see how we go.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So we're going to watch him and judge, like, by his facial reactions on whether or not he's winning or not. So, let's see. What's our next...
You forgot... Yeah.
Did I?
Yep.
Yeah, right before Seagull.
Oh, okay. If Pokemon were regional, what region would you most likely live out the rest of your Pokemon training career at?
Kanto?
I like Alolan.
You took mine. Come on. Really? I would go come on, living on the beach for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been on the beach too long.
He's saying that because he lives in Kentucky and he doesn't know where a beach is.
I've been we're next to the beach for two minutes.
Look, I know what a beach is, and I know a lake can't have a beach. Anyone that says a lake has a beach is just wrong.
Yeah.
For sure.
Thank you.
That doesn't make sense.
Thank you. Yeah. I think Alola would be probably my pick. You'd pick Kanto for real? Well, yeah, you would, because you're like,
That's just me.
You're a Gen Winner.
Yeah, I am.
And I really liked Incineroar a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope.
Well, I just want to be cool. Like, what's the fire guy from the anime? His name? And just like hang out with an Alolan Marowak? Like, that would be fun for me.
I forget his name.
And he just gets really mad at everything, and he flies around on Charizard, and it's awesome. It's perfect. It's exactly what I need. Let's see. Do we have any more?
No, I think most of them were kind of like
Cinderhay related to. No, okay, that's more responding.
No, yeah, they're all like responding to the other questions.
Cool. So I think that is. I think that's it. I think that's it for the show.
A long one.
I think so too.
Yeah, it was. Sure. It was. I don't even know how long it was because the timer reset, so it must be that long. actually, we did get, an email, but I lost it. So we'll read it on the next one. it was just an email we got from a listener, and I don't know where it is. I lost it. I'm sorry.
We apologize. It's Alasha's fault.
And also my headphones died, so I can't hear anybody talking. So this is going to be awesome.
That's awesome.
Which I guess is a good time to end the show then, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Thumbs up, everyone. Yeah. Okay. So, want to thank everybody for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner podcast, all of our Patreons. A big thank you to Fish on a Heater for joining us, taking time. It is really fucking early in the morning for him right now, I think. I think it's like, what, 1 or 2 in the morning. So
something
thank
like
you.
That.
Later, maybe?
Coming up to 3 a.m.
I'm guessing he said later. I don't remember.
3 a.m. Yeah, he did say.
My headphones don't work anymore. So.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put a link for all of his stuff in our show notes. And I'm also going to put – he has a video for Pallet Town, I believe. If he can, I'll put that if there's a link for that video in there. That's the thing he does. It's something you do want to go check out. It's something that we're standing behind as BTW and, you know, helping out our friend here. So check that out. Check out,
All his streams and everything, that'll all be put in the show notes. Thank you, to all of our Patreons. So as of this show coming out, just so everyone is aware, our Patreon will be changed. Anyone who would like to join the Discord after, the first will have to be, have to join the $1 tier of our Patreon. There's going to be two other tiers, one that is a very limited, I think there's only one spot available left, and then, another tier, and we'll post all that stuff on our Twitter and stuff like that. If you're already in the Discord, you already know that you've got like a grandfathered tag. So, you know, you made it in, you're part of the lucky few that made it. So that's going to be happening. So, yeah. So thank you to everyone, all of our Patreons, Mr. Batfleck and JD Mojo Jojo at our supporter tier, our producers, King Flip, Papa Wreck, Kittens and High Fives, and new producer, King Tom. So we've got two kings, running our show now. So that's fun. And our Discord admins, Reyes683, and Siegel. You can follow us on Twitter at BTWPVP Podcast. You can email us at btwpvp@gmail.com. And then we'll have the Patreon and our Teespring and all those other links in the show notes. And that's it. I don't know if anyone else is talking. So I think everyone is good. I think we're all good. And thank you for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP Podcast. I'm AstroZombie954.
I am WildcatDad17.
I am Daniel Mágico. And until next time, good luck and get good.
Fish's thunder and take away his good luck and get good. Yeah, I saw him unmute to do it.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna be playing, so
sorry about that. We fish. Saw
it. I'll get him to do it. I'll have him send it to me personal.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah,
this is weird. I can't hear anybody. I just see mouths. Yeah, moving, okay, so okay.
Fish, go ahead and say it now, and we're still recording.
So yeah. Great, everyone, love you all.
And I'm Fish on a Heater, and good luck and get good. Yep, I'm back, and as promised, I lost the first round, so that was fun while it lasted. But if you want to see more Fish, I make content on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, I'm even on TikTok. I'll just send a link off to Astro, and that will kind of take you to all those different places. And I also am really proud of this one. I am helping to run a fledgling community called Pallet Town PvP, and Pallet Town PvP has like the same general mission statement as what BTW does, so like we've already been working very closely together on a few things, which is great. But just to summarize, we basically want to become like a hub of PvP, so we want to make great content, make like entertaining, fun content around it. We want to educate each other, so help each other to get better. Just we want everyone to get that legend status or elite on Sylph. And we just want to grow PvP as a whole, grow the numbers of people playing PvP, and particularly grow the numbers of people playing it competitively. We've got a bit of an esport focus about it. I know a lot of people have mentioned the word esport, and a lot of other people have said this game is nowhere close to becoming an esport, which I agree with personally. But the only way we're going to start getting people paid to be involved in the PvP space is by putting in that effort ourselves and creating those opportunities ourselves. So that's kind of a big thing that I had in mind when creating this community, and I would absolutely love to see all of the BTW members also coming over to Palatown saying hi there and contributing there, and we can do the same for BTW. There's a lot of crossover there, and I think this is the start of a beautiful friendship.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.